Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 27th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in London is approximately 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, wherever you are. Regardless of the time zone, regardless of the continent that you're in, regardless of the country, regardless of the city, regardless of the town, regardless of the village, as long as you have satellite, as long as you have internet accessibility, as long as you are in the possession of a device capable of accessing the internet, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra, and in so doing be able to participate in this very program that goes out to the entirety of humanity. We must welcome you by greeting you, by graciously accepting your presence. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and indomitable Biafrans in the Far Eastern part of the world who, through their sheer effort, their diligence, their patience, their perseverance and understanding, we are where we are today. We welcome each and every one of you, and as it has become customary on Radio Biafra, as we welcome you, we ask you to also welcome other people. We ask you, please, to go and tell those around you that Radio Biafra is on. We go to inform you. We ask you to go to those people, your neighbors, your friends, your family relatives. Tell them how you are receiving Radio Biafra. If you are receiving Radio Biafra via satellite, please make them do so as well. If you're listening through any smart device, be it your phone, be it your tablet, your laptop, your mainframe computer, the way through which you're listening to Radio Biafra, it is your responsibility to bring the same thing to the awareness and attention of those around you. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of this very radio station, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I must welcome you. As soon as the very eminent barrister is able to join us, I shall, without hesitation, bring the very eminent barrister to your attention as well. But right now, please, you must take note that we are coming. We run our interactive session. We come to you twice every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening, unless I am traveling. Unless I am traveling or otherwise engaged. If not, Radio Biafra will come to you. We are doing everything humanly possible within our capability, within our powers, to ensure we come to you every blessed day. And that is exactly what we are doing today. And that is exactly what we are going to do every blessed day until Biafra comes and beyond. Therefore, wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, we are welcoming you. We have three means through which you can get hold of us today, or two means ostensibly, but three or four platforms for you to be able to do so. Our main number remains +44 when we are in London, +44 78 313 08376. +44 78 313 08376. We have our universal number, which is +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. We are also on Skype. We are on Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. We are on Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. However means, however way you choose to get through to us, as long as you do so, we will take your call. We shall put it before a global audience. You will speak and the rest of humanity will be able to hear your voice. Therefore, we welcome you as always. We inform you that this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. We are the only public service provider wholly funded by its listeners. We are truly a global phenomenon because we are propagating this very message to the hearing of Biafrans in over 88 countries of the world and counting. And in so doing, we are ensuring that this message of hope, this message that will seek the restoration of God's own kingdom upon this very earth, is heard all over the world. If you're tired of hearing us preach this very gospel, if you're tired of hearing us mention Biafra all the time, please, you must bear with us. We make no apologies for that because Biafra is where we come from. It is our home. It is our religion. That is the only way we can worship God in truth and honesty. And therefore, it represents the manifestation, the very clear and visible manifestation of the presence of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, upon the surface, of this very earth. Therefore, any supposition anybody may have, any presumptions anybody may have regarding the authenticity, regarding the validity of our claim, you only have to do one thing: come closer and you will know. That is the meaning of the word Chukwu Abiama. Abiama means clomb. Come very close and you will know who he is. That is why we're inviting you this very day, wherever you are, to come and become part of this very family. Become part of this exceptional phenomenon by joining Radio Biafra Live Transmission twice every blessed day, because we are here to do what is right before Chukwu Abiama and before man himself. Once again, we are welcoming you wherever you are. And those numbers, once again, are plus 44, which is the UK code, 78313 08376. That is the first number. The second number is +44208133 9976. I repeat, +44208133 9976. As soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Bertie Mamesu, is able to join us, I shall bring him to you without hesitation. Please, our lines are not open. Anytime I mention the phone numbers, the lines, they go mental. People are calling us already. Please stay where you are. Hold your guns. We will come to you in a very short while when our lines open. And once again, we are today on Radio Biafra. That is on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you add either of those two on your Skype contact list, we may not accept you, but once you do that, if you call us, we will be able to take your call. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we graciously accept your presence, but you must note one very thing, because that is why we are markedly different. That is why we are not like any other. Here on Radio Biafra, our job is very simple: to go and restore God's kingdom upon this very earth. Most of you do not know that kingdom. But when Yeshua was praying, that was the kingdom he was referring to when he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this very earth." Yeshua was referring to the coming of the Republic of Biafra. They were referring to this same calling, that one day mankind may know God in truth and honesty. And the only way that can happen is by allowing a rare miracle. I was told today, I was given information by one of our brothers, Sonia Palenwe, who told me that when they went out to evangelize on Monday, they were approached by an old lady who said to them, "Oh, how I pity you people. The hands against you, those holding you, those stopping you from emerging, are too powerful. They are numerous. I wonder what the future portends for this very enterprise and this quest all of you have embarked upon." And that is what I say all the time, that the coming of Biafra in itself is a miracle beyond the understanding of man. It is going to happen not because of anything we are going to do, not because of our righteousness, not because of our uprightness, not because we are inscrutably incorruptible, not because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, not because we are without fear before our enemies, not because we must go forth proclaiming this very gospel every blessed day. Biafra is going to come not because we are and must remain at the forefront of this very understanding of knowledge, the acquisition of it, the dissemination of information, making sure we utilize those to restore our country. No, Biafra will not come for all these virtues. Biafra will only come through the mercy, the grace, and the abundance of the heart of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who has determined that we should come. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. God asked us to come and do this very work. That is why we do it with every amount of dedication, with every diligence, with every application at our disposal, and that is why we are going to have His mercy. The mercy of God is going to come through the establishment of an unadulterated, uncompromising, a land that is sovereign, a land of liberty, a land of hope, a land that will rekindle for most people life and new birth. That is what Biafra portends, we say to that very kind old lady. Biafra will bring light where hitherto there was darkness. We will bring development where once there was poverty and deprivation. We will ensure that those people who have been removed from the center of affairs and relegated to the fringes of it, those of them who cannot find housing, people who do not have a voice, we lend voice to them. Those who are hopeless, we provide hope for them. Those of them with nobody to turn to, they know that with the existence of this very radio station, Radio Biafra, they know that with the formation of Biafran families all over the world, answering to Biafrans wherever they are, but collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, that there is no way that their wishing aspirations will ever, ever disappear. They know that we are going to bring it to the fore. They know that Biafra is going to come because they know that Chukwu Abiama liveth, which incidentally happens to be the name that some of us bear, that God lives. Our Father lives all the time. We are here as testimony to that very fact, that God lives amongst us. As I was saying to somebody early in the morning, Yeshua is the Son of God, no doubt about that. Nobody is disputing that. But so are most of us where we come from. That is the meaning of the name Nwachukwu. Nwachukwu means the Son of God. That's the meaning of it. And we bear those names because that is another proof, a direct confirmation that we, of all people on this earth, we are directly descended from the bowels of heaven. That we come direct from God. That is why they despise us. That is why they kill us. That is why they want to obliterate us from the surface of the earth. But we are not going to disappear. We are not going to die. We are going to exist because forever and ever His name will endure, because His words never pass away. Heaven and earth may come and go, but His words endure it forever. And because we are the physical embodiment of His word, that is why we can never ever be eradicated as a people. It is impossible. Therefore, you must rise up and embrace this very truth. You must rise up and do what is right before God and before man. You must rise up in the knowledge that Biafra has come. All we need to do, as our brother once said, that Biafra, he has been able to see in the spiritual. What we are now waiting for is the actual physical manifestation of that very entity that he saw in the spirit. That is what we are going to do. It is going to be a land founded on the core principles of truth and honesty, irreducible in every way imaginable. We are not going to shy away from speaking the truth, because if you come to Radio Biafra, you will receive the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We are not here to do any other thing. We are not here to pursue any other outcome apart from seek the restoration of this God's kingdom on this very earth. And in so doing, we abide by everything truthful. In so doing, all that we do, all that we are about to do, all that we will do, will continue to be to the honor, the glory, the adoration of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. We praise God here in truth and honesty. because we are directly his children. Go and listen, not just listen. Go to people, let them explain to you the meaning of the name Nwachukwu. You will know when somebody is named Nwachukwu from Umuchukwu or Umuobase, what does that make that very person? The son of God coming from the children of God. What else can you ask for? The reason why we were created is to worship God in truth and honesty. That is why a Biafran was created in the first place. That is why we don't have any atheists where we come from. That is why we believe in one almighty and supreme God. And we are not afraid, neither are we ashamed to go forth to proclaim it. Others may be afraid, some may be shy, but to us, we are not. Our work is very simple. Go forth and proclaim this very gospel. Do what is right before God and before man, and remain without fear before your enemies. Never, ever be afraid. As long as you have fortitude, as long as you have uprightness, lo and behold, I shall be with you, and victory will be yours. That is what we believe in, and that is exactly what we are going to do. Therefore, anywhere you are on this planet Earth, we welcome you once again. We continue through the presentation of our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 27th day of August in the year of our Lord 2014. If our signal is not clear, if my voice, for whatever reason, given the systems we are not using, is not clear, please do not hesitate to inform myself or UCHMFO so that we can tweak some buttons here to make sure that you receive Radio Biafra loud and clear the way it was intended. By way of news headlines today, we are presenting to you what is happening in the Zoological Republic, that the soldiers that ran away from battle, these cowardly Zoological Republic soldiers that ran away from the field of battle, that some of them are now coming back, we are told. Some of them are now returning, we are being told. Some of those that ran away from battle, who could not stay to fight, who believes in going about and extorting money off people on the roadside, they have come back. Some of them have now returned. We are going to see what they have to say. They were seen in a marketplace buying new clothing, jettisoning, abandoning the military fatigue that their corrupt and useless incompetent leaders gave to them. Those monkeys in the zoo, perambulating and displaying themselves as the leaders of the people, the so-called elite, that send all these illiterate, half-baked recruits to go and die a certain death before Islamic jihadists, who are far more better equipped, far more motivated than the corruption-ridden ragtag collection of people they assembled in the name of an army. They ran away. They could not stand the heat of battle. They ran to Cameroon. Some of them have come back. Not only is the president of the zoo a disgrace to the office of the presidency in any country you may find yourself in, even the Nigerian army, they are disgracing that very name, army. A disgrace, a complete and utter repudiation of everything honorable and decent. When somebody wants to graduate from a military academy, they say these are officers and gentlemen. They are no officers and definitely not gentlemen. These are cowards to the bone marrow. They could not stand and fight a ragtag army. They fled to Cameroon without shame, without honor. And they claim they have a commanding officer, general officer commanding all these useless names that they bear. That has no relationship, no corroborations with reality on the ground. They answer these hyperventilated names for no other reason than to deceive the gullible, to deceive those who are already impoverished. Those of them who are down, that could not distinguish their right from their left, perhaps due to the effect of extreme hunger. General officer commanding GOC of Special Army Division. But your men ran away from battle and fled to Cameroon. You are GOC. How pathetic and wretched they are. If they are running from an Iraq tag army, imagine what will happen to them when we confront them, which is why we are asking people all over the world, we're in our phase two. We don't want to be talking too much about this. Give us the weapons and you see what we can do. That army will be finished in a matter of weeks. They are not strong. They cannot fight. The only way the army of the zoo can fight is if the British are behind them, giving them air cover, tying the hands of their enemies with air, land and sea blockade. But Britain knows you cannot air, sea or land blockade Boko Haram. Can you? You cannot. That is why you cannot come in. Isn't it quite ironic how Britain managed to enforce air, land and sea blockade against Biafra when we are fighting for our own freedom? But now that Boko Haram is doing something terrible and obnoxious, they cannot enforce or with the same vigor or rigor apply the same sanctions they insisted must be imposed upon Biafra land. How ironic is that? For a country that claimed they are steeped in Christian values, for a country that brought King James Version to the people of Biafra, you can see the duplicitousness. You can also see the backstabbing nature of these very people. And I leave you to draw your own conclusion that it is questionable if at all they are Christians. It is either they are not Christians or the version of Christianity they sold to us is palpably false. Something somewhere is wrong with it. You cannot bring the Bible to us and tell us we are Christians. We stop clapping. Our mother should be wearing Mary Sumner cloth. Yet, when war broke out, Britain supported Islam against their fellow Christians, so to speak. Now we know better. Now we know that they're not even Christians, most of them. We continue. Out of desperation, a group has urged the Zoological Republic's government to order military to fight Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists, Boko Haram. Out of sheer desperation, people are now asking the army, asking the government, please, commanding officer, can you actually command? The duty of a commanding officer is to command men at war. Now, ordinary people are telling them, please, can you tell your soldiers to go back and fight? Because they are running from Boko Haram. If your uncle, your brother, your sister, your aunt, your father, your mother is foolish enough to be deployed against Boko Haram, there is every certainty that they will come back dead. Do you know why? Because Boko Haram draws their army of fighters or their supporters from all over the Arabic Islamic world. Therefore, their numbers will never diminish. The same people that fought America to a standstill in Afghanistan, the same people now running riots through the towns and villages of Iraq and Syria, the same people that America could not defeat, they have come to the zoo. The same ideology, the same establishment of a caliphate, and Britain is important. Because Britain knows that they have more jihadists in their midst than even in some Arab countries. Britain knows that. And these men, they are willing to go to war to die on the streets of Britain. Britain understands this very, very well. Because what they planted is about to consume them. What they planted is about to consume them. They should watch out and see. After all, it was a British boy that was seen in a video beheading a journalist, speaking with very clear British accent. These are jihadis. They are coming back to Britain. And Britain is in one almighty trouble. And the funniest thing is that no amount of airstrikes. Are you going to strike Bradford? Where are you going to bomb? Or Oldham? Where are you going to bomb? It is way too late for them. Because of the injustices this very country meted out to Biafra land. The same thing I say to Malaysian people. The more you persecute Biafrans, the money you steal from Biafrans, you hemorrhage via Malaysian Airways or Airlines, as the case may be. For all the money you steal from Biafrans, Malaysia Airlines will be losing that money. Right now, they're running at a loss of over 2 million every blessed day. Isn't it? For every Biafran you kill, the consequences will come back to you. We are telling the Malaysian government and they must know this. We continue. Embarrassed by escape of 480 troops to Cameroon, Nigerian military claims it is a tactical maneuver. These people are shameless. They have no shame. You know, it reminds me of Comico Ali. You remember the man in Iraq that used to spokesman for Saddam Hussein? His name was, they call him Chemical Ali, the man that ordered the chemical attack in, is it in Fallujah? I think it's in Fallujah village under the reign of Saddam Hussein. He was the spokesperson during the first phase of the Iraq war. And actually, it was said that he's Comical Ali, comical because he was a joke. American soldiers were encamped at the Baghdad airport. He said, "Can't you see everything is fine? We are waiting for the Americans to come." But Americans are less than 100 meters away from him. And the cameras were showing Americans at Baghdad airport. And he was there boasting. They're not actually boasting, but telling barefaced lies that there is nothing of that sort happening in his country. They came out with misinformation. They think that lying to their people will save them in the end. They all went down. They all went down because lying never pays off. The same thing is now happening in the zoo. They are now going forth to claim that the troops that ran away to Cameroon, it was a tactical maneuver. It is only in the zoo called Nigeria that you see an army withdraw into a neighboring country, come back to buy clothes, look for to disguise as civilians as a tactical maneuver. Only in the zoo. How they get away with these lies, I have no idea. I have no clue whatsoever. As close to five, of course, we know that they fled the zoo from whence they came. We know they fled it. And that is why they are today coming back. And they are coming back because they believe that the coast is slightly more quiet. So they can come back and blend in. And Oluko Lade, the Yoruba man, will tell you it is a tactical maneuver. They are maneuvering tactically. What a bunch of liars, cheats, and deceivers. And now, the news in greater detail. Some of the 500 Nigerian soldiers alleged to have run away during the battle with Boko Haram insurgents in Gwoza, Borno State have resurfaced in Mubi, Adamawa State. Eyewitness in Mubi revealed that the residents saw the returning soldiers in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Some of them were in torn uniforms. One of the men who did not want to be identified actually said that they went to the market. They went to the market, the local market, and people were panicking. They wanted to buy clothing. They wanted to change their clothing. These are the soldiers that went to war, but they left the battlefield and ran away. That the zoo is now telling us it is a tactical maneuver. They were maneuvering tactically. Have you heard of such rubbish before? And also, they are telling us why we fled to Cameroon. The deserted soldiers, they risk 2 years jail term as military probe commences. But on the other hand, this is the thing about the zoo with their lies. On the other hand, they are saying, no, it is a tactical maneuver. But today, yesterday was a tactical maneuver. But today, they are telling you that indeed they fled. Which means that even the high command of those of them at front of the war cannot even tell Abuja the truth. That is what happens when you have Yorubas in charge. They will always lie to you. The only reason why all these lies are coming out is because a Yoruba man is in charge of the dissemination of information. They lie. It is in their nature to lie. And they're going to deceive all of you. As somebody told me once, the only reason why people accept lies is because they lie to themselves. That is why they accept it. The zoo. Amazing. We continue. The 480 soldiers who fled into the Cameroonian territory following a heavy battle with the Boko Haram sect has explained the reason for their action. The soldiers, according to Agence France Presse, who spoke through a junior officer acting as their proxy, said his colleagues who spoke with him from Cameroon claimed that they fled after running out of ammunition. He added that the soldier also spoke of the troops facing well-armed Islamic fighters. It said the officer insisted on anonymity since he was not authorized to speak. The BBC, in a report quoting Cameroon's army spokesman Didier Bajek, on Monday said Nigerian troops fled, but the DHQ, Defense Headquarters, denied the claim, saying the soldiers strayed into Cameroon in a tactical maneuver. Who is the DHQ? Is Oluko Lade, the Yoruba man? liars and cheats, Yoruba. They even brought it into the army. You see why the army can never win? They brought it into the zoo army. You see why the monkeys can never win? The monkeys masquerading as soldiers within the zoo's army can never win. For the very simple reason that a Yoruba man is in charge of information handling and he is a liar. He is a cheat. Very, very sad. He added that the soldier who spoke to BBC quoted the Cameroonian army spokesman, this BBC, saying what the Cameroonians said to them. They came back to say that they fled into Cameroon because of tactical maneuver. They ran out of ammunition. They went into Cameroon. So they found ammunition there. Or they found money to come to a movie market to come and buy clothes to change into. Mad liars there. Yesterday, AFP, which is Associated France Press, said Bazuma Mohamed, a resident of Gamboru Ngala in Borno State, told it that soldiers joined hundreds of civilians who fled into Cameroon. Nigeria said it's a tactical maneuver with civilians. Maybe it is called civilian tactical maneuver. I don't know. Initially, the soldiers were able to repel an attack by Boko Haram, killing many of their fighters, Mohammed said, adding, but hours after the dark, a bigger number of the Boko Haram gunmen arrived from other side of the town and engaged the soldiers who could not stand their superior force and had to join us in running into Cameroon. In the zoo, they call it tactical maneuver. When your soldiers are abandoning their stations, abandoning their positions, running away, fighting, not an option, running, a very big option for them. When they run away from battle, you then come back and call it tactical maneuver. Tactical maneuver. The defense headquarters statement said that the soldiers had performed a tactical maneuver when they found themselves in Cameroon. The soldiers are back, the DHQ said yesterday, adding that they are in high spirits with all their weapons and equipment intact. Oh my God. Nigeria DHQ. Jonathan is presiding over a government of lies, deceit, deception and corruption. Simple truth they cannot tell, that all their weapons are intact. Those that were seen at movie market. Oh God, the zoo. We continue. Embarrassed by reports that close to 500 of his soldiers fled into Cameroon to escape from heavily armed Boko Haram insurgents, Nigerian military authorities today posted a statement claiming that the soldiers had charged into the neighboring West African country in a tactical maneuver. Oh, God. I'm sorry. This is, I know it's a bit unprofessional, but it's laughable. It is laughable. Tactical maneuver, indeed. Tactical maneuver. So anytime you and somebody, if you're fighting and you know you cannot win, you run away. It's like Yoruba. Most of Yoruba people, it's tactical maneuver. You know, when you slap a Yoruba man on the streets of Lagos, it takes about 5 minutes to take off their slippers before they can fight. And then, you know, that rubbish they wear, before they take it off, it takes about 10 minutes. In the process, they're looking for somebody to intervene, to hold them, to stop them from fighting. Oh, God. And they will say you should wait for them, that they are coming. That is called tactical maneuver. Olukolade brought it to Nigerian army. That when a coward is running away from the battlefield, it is now known as tactical maneuver. I think the Oxford English Dictionary at Cambridge should look to put that in. When a black Nigerian soldier is running from battle, it is called tactical maneuver. Tactical maneuver, indeed. These monkeys and apes. Oh, God in heaven. We continue. Renewed communal clash or crisis claims 40 in Nasarawa. These news are just coming in and I have to read them. Imo State Governor Rochas Okoracha. No, this is different. It is not the same. Not the same. But Okoracha is in the news, so we'll read it. Imo State Governor Rochas Okoracha has commenced monthly donation of 1 million naira to every state chapter of the APC in the country to give the party supporters a sense of belonging where the APC is in opposition. Speaking with newsmen in Katsina shortly after presenting 1 million naira to Katsina chapter yesterday. 1 million naira from Imo State to Katsina. these are the people that formed a Biafran group. There are people following Lochas Okorocha. Lochas Okorocha went to Katsina to give them 1 million naira. Katsina is the place that gave birth to most of the worst dictators and killers you can ever imagine. These are Hausa Fulani people. The number of them in Katsina that own oil wells. In fact, the amount of money they have in foreign bank account. None of us can, not the whole of the people don't even have it as today, all over the world. Yet, Lochas Okorocha went there and took money from Imo State to donate to Katsina. Anywhere APC is in opposition, Lochas will give them 1 million. Imo State money. Ego Imo State. In Katsina. We continue. Speaking with newsmen in Katsina shortly after presenting 1 million naira check to Katsina State Chapter yesterday, Okorocha, represented by his liaison officer in Kaduna, in Katsina and Zamfara, Prince Bashe. Oh my God in heaven. Oh Lord. The person representing Rochas Okorocha in Katsina and Zamfara State, do you know his name? Prince Bashe Owakwe. Bashir Owakwe. Okorocha. I told you people, before you know it, all those criminals in Bile Humanas, they will be answering Alhaji or Muhammad. Criminal vagabonds there. He promised to ensure that they receive the donation regularly. He, Okorocha, sent us to familiarize them and discuss how best our party will move forward in 2015 election. This is somebody who is in a liaison office. Liaison office in Katsina, I don't know what they're doing there, belongs to Imo State government, not to Okorocha, not to a political party, but they have politicized the office, using it to launder money, essentially. Using it to give money to those of them in Katsina who don't need it. The roads in Katsina, they are tarred roads, well made. They have money in Katsina. Why give them more money from Imo State? Why? Only Okorocha can answer that. They said that Tinubu has collected 1.5 billion oil contract from Desiani before APC convention, according to a telegram. The departing APC chieftain, Chief Tom Ikimi, has taken a swipe at this very criminal. When you talk about kleptomania, this Tinubu is a kleptomaniac. Kleptomania is the disease of stealing. Kleptomaniac is somebody who is infected with this disease. They cannot keep their fingers away from the loot. Stealing and more stealing. There is an avaricious, accumulation of wealth that defies logic. Avariciousness. Tinubu Yoruba man. Not even Awolowo was a criminal. But Tinubu is worse than Awolowo in terms of his criminality. In terms of his criminality, very rampant, very incessant, insatiable appetite for primitive acquisition of wealth. Insatiable. Insatiable. He has a very massive void in his heart, into which goes every penny that he steals. Every money that is stolen from public coffers. This very man, Tinubu. He has been exposed by Chief Tom Ikimi. He took a swipe at this very criminal, the finest Yoruba criminal of all time, Asewaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu, over the recently approved $1.5 billion oil deal between Owando PLC and ConocoPhillips in the upstream sector. I asked somebody to tell me what is upstream and downstream and midstream. They came with an explanation. It didn't make sense to me. I need the full meaning of upstream, downstream, and midstream. I know stream to be where I used to go and fetch water when I was young. I don't know that oil had a stream as well. They need to enlighten us, please. No wonder the Ziane Madueke, no wonder they stopped calling for impeachment. I told you people a while ago that the reason why they want Desiani sacked is because they wanted their hands on the oil. So Desiani, having listened to Radio Biafra, went and gave Yorubas oil deals, got them into the deal. $1.5 billion. $1.5 billion to Yoruba, so they can keep quiet. They can stop asking for Desiani Matreke to be sacked. And they went quiet on it. Amazing. Amazing. Only in the zoo. Only in the zoo. Desiani Matreke, have you signed such a deal with a Biafran before? With an Igbo man, perhaps? Or somebody from Ibibio? The answer is no. That you have to assuage the Aswaju, whatever the monkey's name is. He looks like a baboon. Do I look at his face? These are men who give Africa a very bad name. They are not polished. They are not refined. They are tasteless. They lack tact. There is no vision. They lack comprehension. They are insensitive. They are uncultured. These are the people that, with them alive, Africa can never, ever be developed. Never. You are a former senator, you claim, a former governor, two-time governor, you are a political leader, you claim. You are still dabbling into oil, which means it is only to get the money. That is why you are into politics. And Americans are telling us the territorial integrity of the zoo must be maintained, that Asiwaju Bola Tinubu can steal as much money as possible to service his 15 bank accounts in America, that American taxpayers can get money from stolen property. Now, that is why they want the territorial integrity of the zoo to be maintained. As long as you have the likes of Tinubu stealing every blessed day, American diplomats will love it. Because they'll get a cut as well, isn't it? They'll get a cut as well. The evil that happens in that place. Let us continue. The deal, aggrieved APC members told the cable, was struck in June. Only this June, after we told Madueke that Yorubas want your job because of the lucrative oil deals being handed out, Alice and Madueke decided to assuage the Aswaju. So with that money, Yorubas can share it among their pressmen, their journalists. They are living it large. Coming for holidays in London, having fun, building houses in Lekki, or taking it over where the useless Igbo people have gone to open for them. Riding all over the world, telling you about one Nigeria. You know Nigeria is good. Let's keep it one Nigeria. But they will not tell you that out of that oil flowing from your land in Biafra land, they have cut a deal of $1.5 billion. Not Naira. Billion dollars. Oil deal. Let's be frank. If you give somebody 1.5 billion, there's every tendency they will say one Nigeria, isn't it? 1.5 billion. Not us anyway, because we are unbribable. No amount of money can buy Biafra. Never. We are about to show them. They will know. This is the deal. It was signed in June at a secret meeting between Tinubu and the Minister of Petroleum Resources. Desiani Matreke went and met Tinubu face to face to negotiate this deal at the Abuja home of the PDP National Chairman Alhaji Adamu Muazu, a day to the APC National Convention, where Ikemi failed in his bid to become APC National Chairman. He believes Tinubu worked against his bid and finally wrote to the party on Tuesday to withdraw his membership, but not before carpeting the former Lagos State Governor, who he said has opposed Ikemi because he could sell APC to PDP. These are vagabonds, wretched souls. When politics came to Africa, I'm not quite sure this was what Zeke had in mind, but it is here to stay. These are criminals and vagabonds. They have no shame. They have no shame, no honor, no honor whatsoever. We continue. We are also reporting today that out of desperation, this was the news we also covered in the morning, that they are asking for the army to go back and fight. We reported that the chairman of the Nigeria West African chapter of the International Emergency Management Society, Air Vice Marshal Mohammed Audu Bida, urged the federal government to order the military to fight. Have you seen a country where the military needs order to fight when the so-called territorial integrity of that very place is under danger? The answer is no. Only in the zoo. That is why the zoo must fall. That is why they must fail. And we are here to help them ensure that they fail. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you today live and direct from our studios here in London on this very day, the 27th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2014. We are open to your calls. Our lines are open, please. If you want to call Radio Biafra, remember that the number to call is +44783130836, +44783130836. Our Skype line is also open, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. We have another line as well, +44208133996. I repeat, +44208133996. And as I said earlier, as soon as the barrister is able to join us, I shall bring him to you. But without further hesitation, we are going to the line straight away to take our first caller for the day. This caller I know is calling us from somewhere, either in Biafra land or in the zoo. Give us your name and where you are. Please confirm it for us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Nnamdi Ifabunike Onyeko Nwago.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the zoo, please.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want a little contribution in this matter. God has sent you in this matter to, bring the people back to where they belong to. You know, our God is not a God that wants a multitude. Because during the time of Gideon wanted to go to fight the war with a multitude of soldiers. But God, being that a God that can fight without anything, God asked him to reduce, because believing that Gideon went to the war and conquered the war with a multitude of soldiers, the soldier will be proud in that maybe it's because of their tactics and because of their weapon that made them to overcome the battle. But and the glory they will give glory to themselves. That is why God wants us to be so. Preaching I've already met the people, and indeed was in one mala so that's one no. When I'm house, that's one I'm house. Please, I want us if there's a case that will make the Biafran people, even though if it is 20 or 50 people, to go and start the battle. And I myself, where I am now, I'm ready to. I've already volunteered myself for the battle. Being a born of Biafran, I'm not afraid. Even though if I will die in the battle, and let the children, our children, be benefit from this. So this thing that we are talking every time, I do not see any benefit on that. Please, with the little one that we have. I myself, this week, I'll be going home to go and contribute, with the little that I have, I'll go and contribute my own. And, because, I am sorry, because, I'm going to buy it today. I'm going to volunteer myself. I am tired of this zoo. I'm tired of staying in this zoo. In my own land, though, I'll be a slave in my own land. What a shameful thing of this is that. So please, that is what I want to say. I will not say more than this. People will be calling now and be contributing. How will you be? How will... Yes, please. Come on, look at the Egon Kaiji. Look at the Egon Kaiji. Manu de Raino. Manu de Raino, for no Manu de Nabai, I will let us do Namadi, which I will not be able to meet with a woman. It was a million win a pocket. Mother Babuzin could be taken with a cookie. He can go in at answer. What a shameful thing is that. Why are people who know the copies for sleep? So that's a little contribution that I'll do on that, please.
Thank you very much.
And the God will reward you, and God will strengthen you. And we believe, sincerely, God bless you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. What he was saying, in essence, is that the situation with the oil, look at a Yoruba man cutting a deal of oil, 1.5 billion. This deal being cut with a Yoruba man is being presided over by a Biafran, allegedly. Amazing. What has Yorubas done? What have they done to deserve such a deal? I'm asking this very question. What has Tinubu done to deserve to be given a deal of $1.5 billion? As our brother just explained, it is tantamount to somebody. You go to your backyard, you dig a well, and water is coming from the well. You go into that very well and you fetch water. You fill a container on the surface, having dug the well and brought out the water. And then as you finish it, somebody will come and take it and then give you a teaspoon out of it. And then you're saying, thank you, sir. Having done all the hard work. Not only him. Nobody wants to be a slave in their own land. It is an abomination, and it is something so sad and very heinous. That is why this nonsense cannot be allowed to continue. We must look for a way to end it. Our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you once again. We are here as always. Our Skype lines are also open. You are free to call us. Your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Dalet, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Please, good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Odin Naozo. I'm residing in Benue State from Onitsha government.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Sir, I'm so grateful to come to the Radio Biafra, even this night. Dalet, I hope nobody born of Biafra that I love the things of Biafra that will like. We like to be listening to the Radio Biafra. Anybody that can, the only person that can not happy to listen to the Radio Biafra, I think is not through Biafra. It's among those people that are outside from Nibu Kalam that give birth to. That is all. It's my pleasure always to call this line. As I said the other day, I hope to call in this Radio Biafra. Even if I have opportunity 100 times in a day, I'm able to call. You see, I think believing that some people are afraid, here in Benue, I speak about the Biafra. Some people, when I started listening to this, tell me that this thing that I did, one day that I will be arrested. But thank God up to now, nobody has arrested me. I'm speaking from preaching it. I said people, they should stop it in the first line. They are seeing they will hear to the first line from they want listen or the other. But I believe some of them, there are many of them now, they are listening to it. They are giving testimony about what the Radio Biafra is. Radio Biafra is the only platform that we hear the truth. Director, in this issue of the news, the issue of the Nigeria Army, you see, is the only collecting 50 naira on the load is what they know of. They are not trained to be battle with the Boko Haram. They are not well trained for that. I think the only thing that can do perfect Nigeria Army or Nigeria forces or whatsoever they can call themselves, police or whatsoever, the only thing they can do perfect is to stand or to mark on the road and collecting 50 naira, 100 naira. The director, what they're training for is to intimidate the innocent people. That is the only thing that they are perfect trained. They're not in a battle. They're not playing a battle. It's only to intimidate the innocent people of the Biafra, to intimidate the innocent people in the zoo, that is the only one they can train, they can do. They can't do anything. I believe that what is happening to them, they are not well trained. more are still coming to the soldiers in the issue. In the issue of the Rochas of Croatia, I know that somebody that are born by Hausa flying, somebody that I mother from Hausa, supposed to be like Hausa. It's not his fault, somehow. Let me just say that the people that are ruining Imo State now, that the governor of Imo State now is just the same, it's just Hausa that are ruining the state.
Didn't you hear Bashir Owakwe? Bashir Owakwe, he is the liaison officer in Katsina. Can you believe such rubbish? Some things I hear sometimes, zombie. When you tell people about Rochas, they don't listen until it is too late. My dear brother, please stay where you are. I like your call. Stay where you are. Let's take this call on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are?
Okay, director, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, my name is Valentine. I'm calling from France. The coordinator of France, the national coordinator of France.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Well, director, I do want to thank you once again. Anyway, you said that we should not thank you until Biafra comes, but there is no way we can hesitate. We must thank you for what you are doing to us, and we understand it's not really easy. What I want to say is, I really like it when I hear our people calling from Biafra land or from the zoo, as the case may be. This time around, we are really getting calls from back home to show that what we are doing is. We are really getting to the point where we are going, because sometimes that disturbs me a little bit, because those people back home, we really need them. We need to spread the message that side anyway for them to know what is to come. And leave that aside. Let me comment a little bit faster for Nigeria Army and their strategy. Anybody that watched that video, because I watched the video, I analyzed it anyway, in any angle. Nigerian Army left. The weapon they tried to say that they are run out of weapon. My brother, anybody who haven't seen that video should go and look for it. You will see the kind of weapon that Boko Haram took from that barracks. The weapon that Boko Haram took from that barrack is uncountable. And now they said to the public that they run out of ammunition. Anyway, that is Nigeria. That is Nigeria, the zoo for people. Director, I want to use this opportunity to urge all the Biafrans around the world and in France as well. I'm pleading, if need be, let it be. I'm pleading to Biafrans, anywhere you are. This restoration fund is more important than any other thing, please. I plead to any Biafran, all Biafran, if you know you have not contributed, you need to think twice. We cannot come in and pick money from your pocket, but we need, French people say obligatoire, it's compulsory, that one has to contribute. If we can stand up around the world, any corner, anywhere we are, even with one euros, we can make millions. Please, I urge Biafrans to support so that we can go. This is the opportunity. If we miss this opportunity, I don't know when next. Please, I'm pleading. I ask all Biafrans to stand up. If you knew that you never pay your restoration fund, please, I'm pleading. And ask you to do that and do it quickly. Because our people say delay is dangerous. Please. So that's all I have to say. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. And keep on doing the very good work that you're doing in France. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Yes, my honorable director, I can hear you very well. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishua. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, the headline this evening is hard bargain. Imagine Mr. Rocha of Imo State, where I come from, taking a whole lot of 1 million naira to all the states, whereby APC states, whereby a lot of local governments like my local government where I come from, in Ohaji, most communities in Ohaji have never seen electricity since the inception of Imo State. I don't know if you're getting my honorable.
Of course, my honorable. So is the whole world. Yes, go ahead.
My own community where I come from. I come from Obeti. My community is called Obeti in Ohaji Ebema local government. What you see there is only electric poles. Since I was born to today, if you see any light in my community, it's generator. But somebody is taking millions of naira to give to APC state instead of developing where you come from. Well, that is by the way, I know that they are going to run away as soon as Biafra is realized. Then, talking about the military that say they run out of weapons, I saw that video very well. I saw what happened. The government is not really giving us with good reports.
It's because there are Yoruba people there. Jim is here. There are Yoruba people there, so they will lie. They will cheat.
Yeah, one thing I believe in this Biafra land, or let me say Nigeria, where everybody are now, is that there is a situation, that there is a position whereby these things will get to and the people will revolt. Like people have spoke today, they said it is revolution that will solve, that will bring Biafra to us. Then another thing I really want to talk about is the Malaysian government. They should learn. And they should understand that killing of Biafran, especially Biafran, end up giving them, breaking more havoc in their system over there. If Malaysia kill one Biafran, they will lose hundreds of Malaysians. Biafran is a honorable people. Biafran is a people ordained by God. Biafrans are industrious. They are staying in your area does not mean they don't have a place where they come from. They have a place where they come from. Like me, as I am now, I know I'm afraid traveling abroad because of my treatment and all that. That's why you see me staying here, managing this area where we are. Day to day, the day you walk, and the day you didn't see anything to work. My honorable director, you need to talk to the Malaysian government to stop maltreating our brothers over there. I know. We might have some bad eggs, yes. But I don't support bad things. Those ones that are behaving funny, you bring them to book. Bring them to justice. We will not complain about that. At least, let the whole world see the way you're handling their pets. Not going to the street or to their houses and attacking what they have, what they have suffered for.
They steal it from them. They steal from our people.
They steal from our people. It's uncalled for. It's really heartbreaking. So, my honorable director, what I'm saying in essence, sorry, let me just touch up about that. You know,
yes, in two minutes, please, in only 2 minutes, if you can. There are so many people calling, there's a queue. In 2 minutes, please, Jack, I'm not going to be go ahead.
Yes, concerning that, coordinator, I was trying to listen to him, but it was kind of shining away. The story is real. I was even the person that took him, but was he's from Afara, in Abia State. I was the one that took him back to his house. He told me a lot of things. Well, by this Sunday, I'm going to meet him this Sunday to talk, because he says he's going to come to Port Harcourt to meet up with our coordinator here in Port Harcourt. Because they have a lot of things to discuss.
Yeah, I think this very issue was clarified in the morning. Somebody rang in the morning. I think it's our back coordinator or one of our people in Aba. They said that it did happen to him, but it was before he became the coordinator. That's my understanding.
Yes, it's coming to Vodacom this Sunday so that we can flash a lot of things out.
Of course.
No problem. I'm going to just love you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct. Wherever you are on this planet Earth, we come to you every blessed day. If we're unable to do it, it's because we are traveling. That is the only problem. That is the only reason why. Because we cannot broadcast from the aircraft. If we can, we will be able to bring it to you. So if you have not heard from us for the past few episodes, all that was corrected this very morning when we came to you, of course, coupled with the very serious and sustained challenge to our systems, sometimes We do find it slightly difficult. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Chikelo C. Obuana, popularly known as Ozuaka. My director, Nandi. How are you today?
Very well, thank you, my brother. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't have much to say, but to use this very opportunity, because I know the world is listening, I know the world is hearing me, to use this opportunity to say that the very president of the zoo called Nigeria, Mr. Bad Luck Jonathan, is nothing but a fool. He is a fool. If Jude Luck Jonathan or Bad Luck Jonathan didn't call that idiot or that animal, he's not a fool. I don't see reason why he cannot sit up. Harris, my case, my car director.
Thank you. Thank you. I understand what you're saying. That is the only place in the world where you have to remind an army to go and fight. In every other place, that is not the case. But in that part of the world, you need to remind an army to go and fight, which is rather very, very sad. We are also covering the issue of the maltreatment of our people in Malaysia. People are suggesting and saying to us that the best thing for them to do is to go home, but they have to go to somewhere. They have to come to Biafra, which is where we're working very hard to ensure that they do so. Please, barrister, if you are listening, you must come to me via any of these lines, please. +447 8313 08376. You must do so either on that or on the other line, please. Let us go and find out who is there as well. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Exactly, they want to know if it is real, and of course it is. This is Radio Biafra, of course, barrister, and also +44, which is also our line, which is open to all to call. +44208 133 9976, +44208 133. They have called the number, and of course we must take their call. We are obliged to do so. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me, or they were testing out as well. It's +44208 133 9976. That is also our number. We have another caller on the line. Hopefully this one is not testing our line, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Please, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Michael. You know,
Michael,
I'm calling to inform Michael Collins.
Michael Collins, where do you come from?
Yeah, I'm from Obaru.
Obaru. Michael
Obaru,
Collins from Obaru. And your name is Michael Collins.
Yeah, my name has changed to Michael Collins. You know, I live in the UK.
What was it before it changed to Michael Collins? What was your name?
Chukwudi.
That's better. That is your name. Chukwudi means that God is with us. Isn't that better than Collins? What is the meaning of Collins?
This Michael is different. This Michael is the archangel.
I like that. Please go ahead. Archangel, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
You may be laughing, but I'll tell you the truth.
No, you said you're archangel. Is that correct? And I'm happy about it. You're a guardian angel.
I am
which is
back.
Good. Go ahead.
I am back. I am back,
Yes.
I am back,
Yes.
And I need Radio Biafra,
Yes.
To come down to Obaru. Let's start the real action. Because I don't believe in too much talking.
Do you want me to post you a video I shot in your village? I've been to Obaru.
What?
A few days ago.
Yes, Obaru, that's where I'm at. I live in Belfast, UK.
I said a few days ago I was in Obaru. A few days ago only, I shot a video there. Do you want to see it? I can post it online so you can see it.
Okay, you shot a video in Obaru.
Of course, in your village, yes.
Why did you shoot a video?
It's the evidence that I was there. Because if I tell you that I was there, you may not be able to believe me. But I was there in Obaru, yes.
Okay. Do you know what?
Yes.
Yes. I am the awaited Messiah. Nobody believes me. You understand? I know it's gonna be like that though. But what I'm telling you, that's the reason why Radio Biafra was set up. You understand? And that is that reason I told you to take the next available flight to Obaru, Otuche, Umuadu, Obaru, tomorrow. Let's start action because you people are talking too much.
Are you there? Are you in Obaru now?
Yes, I'm in Obaru now. There's a reason why I'm in Obaru.
I thought you said you're in Belfast. Are you in Belfast or in Obaru? Where exactly are you?
I came from Belfast. I flew from Belfast.
You've
because,
now gone...
all this, you know, I was in Belfast. Do you understand? You know, telling them my mission.
Yes.
But they could not understand what I'm talking about because I'm a black man.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay, yes.
You know?
Yes.
So right now, I'm in Obaru. I need you people to come down here. I will explain everything to you.
Okay. Our people will come. I will send them to you, not tomorrow, but on Saturday. Is that okay?
On Saturday?
Yes, they will come to you on Saturday, not tomorrow, because tomorrow is a bit too impromptu. Saturday will be
okay,
more.
Okay, Saturday is okay.
So where will they find you? Where will they find you if they come on Saturday?
Otuche, Umuadu, Obitube. If they come to Igwe or Bitube, if they come to Obaru, Otuche, Umuadu, they should ask for Igwe or Bitube, Vincent Sun.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And if they come there, they'll be able to find you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. We shall do so. We'll try and send somebody over there. Okay?
Bro, don't take it light, please.
No, I'm not. No, why should I? I said I'm sending. We have our people back at home. They will
there is fire. There is fire on the mountain, bro.
Okay. No problem. We understand that. Thank you very much. Thank you. He's Archangel. And we welcome him. Everybody is welcome to Radio Biafra, including Angel Michael, Angel Gabriel, and Angel Emmanuel, I believe. Barrister Emmanuel is with me on the line. Or Angel Emma, I don't know. Barrister, can you hear me? No, Barrister cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. He has disengaged. Maybe I didn't get to him on time. If you can please call us back, I will most appreciate it. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct this very fine evening in the United Kingdom. I believe we have a caller on Skype. This caller on Skype, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dereto.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
And this is Ralph Udodele Ndikum from Moscow.
Thank you.
Yes, Dereto, actually, my contribution is to all Biafran that are in Nigeria military and police. I believe that it is high time for us to tell them, anybody that have his relations or friends in Nigeria army or police, to tell them to drop their uniform and they resign. Because these people will only send them to hot zone and for them to be killed. Because the agenda of Yoruba and the Hausa is to make sure that they eliminate us.
Ndikum, can you hear me?
As much as they can. Mm-hmm. In any form, in any way they can. So, I want...
No, Ndikum, your line is breaking up. The caller on the other line, can you hear me? No, they've gone as well. Ndikum,
yes,
Ndikum, your line is breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clear, Dereto.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Yes, as I was saying, that it's high time for us to, all Biafrans, to inform all your friends, relations that are in Nigerian army or police to drop their uniforms and come back home. Because these people, they want to eliminate us as much as they can, in any means they have. So we have to be wise. Because with the way things are happening now, all our people in that Nigerian army police and police, they're not saved.
Another
thing I want to contribute is our brothers in Malaysia. You see, I don't know, most of the problem that our people are having there is because they are moving with double opinion, double mind. If somebody say that it's a Biafran, tell me, what are you doing with Nigerian passport or Nigerian document in your house or in your pocket? So I believe most of people that are entering into problem in foreign countries is because they are presenting Nigeria document. If you declare that you are a Biafran, do away with anything concerning Nigeria. Because Nigeria passport or Nigeria identity can never bring any good luck to you. It will bring it to destruction. But I don't know why our poor today I'm a Biafra. tomorrow in the market, they are Nigerians. So such a thing creates a lot of problem for them. So finally, Director, I want to ask a question about our brother, Philip Enagbali. You have been in United States for many times, but I don't know. Is he aware of what we are doing about this movement?
If American senators are aware, why shouldn't he be aware? People all over the world are aware of Radio Biafra, what we are doing here. We are not in the business of forcing anybody to anything. At his own time, he will come and join us. I know that for sure. He's aware of what we are doing. But at his own time, he will come. Because you know that we are gathering momentum. We are like a river. You have streams feeding into us. At one time, every river, as you well know, will discharge into a very larger body of water. But they are made up of small, small streams along the line. So people will join us at various parts in our course. So don't worry about that. Everybody will come and join us eventually.
Because it's not only an Igbo or a great scientist, but the guy is an ex-Biafran soldier. You see, so I believe
I have explained to you that, yes, he will come to join us in less than... It's not everybody who supports us who does so in public. You must understand that. Not everybody.
Okay, okay.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Yes, let's leave it at that. Okay?
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
So, before I address my case, Director, concerning this Yoruba passport fraud, you see, here in Russia, in that early 2008-2009, there was a Yoruba pastor that have the highest church in the whole Europe, and he based in Ukraine. So this guy actually, when he came to Moscow and visited us in 2009 here, because of me, I wanted to make a transfer to Ukraine. But unfortunately, I bought a train on me. I was deported back to Russia. Actually, this guy, I was surprised that he later entered into fraud, as we are saying. That if you now go to Google and Google Pastor Sunday Adelija, you will see everything that the guy did. This guy is a guy that he have the highest Pentecostal church in the whole Eastern Europe.
Of course now, because our people are gullible. Uh-huh. So when you hear Yoruba man preaching, talking rubbish, you go to their church. That is the problem that our people have and will always continue to have, because we lie to ourselves. And once you lie to yourself, if anybody is lying to you, you can no longer discern or distinguish between truth and lies. That is the problem. And I don't blame Yoruba people for scamming them, and it will continue to happen until we get Biafra, which is at the point which will come to our senses, no doubt. So, my dear brother, don't worry about them. Don't go to Yoruba church. That is what really matters.
Briefly, Director, can I now announce?
Hello?
Hello, Director. Can I make a brief announcement for a meeting on Sunday?
Please go ahead and do so very briefly, if you may. 30 seconds.
Yeah. Please, I want to inform all indigenous people of Biafra in Russia that we are having our general meeting on Sunday in Moscow in Cabana restaurant by 5 o'clock in the evening. Please call your friends, come with your family members, your wife, your children, and also all friends of Biafrans that are listening to our broadcast in the whole Russia. Please, you are highly invited and welcome. May God bless all of us as we attend.
He said. I believe that the barrister has been able to join us. Barrister, can you hear me? You kept late today, but it is all the same. You have joined us. It's important.
I'm trying to reach in director of Radio Biafra, but a lot of people are calling. And of course, as you always know, what touches us best shall be lastly served. Let our people talk. I've always believed in that, director. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. I prefer my people to air their views, give us their opinion, because I tell you this, dear friends, your ideas, your opinions, your views count most than my own view. I am here as part of Radio Biafra, and we welcome everything you tell us, everything you want us to take as your ideas. We are always grateful. Director Nnamdi Kanu is our bishop, if you like us to put it that way. He is the one that will tell us how to do it and which way we should do it. Therefore, my views most of the time do not really count. What is absolute paramount is what you're telling us, how you see things, the way you see us, and the way you view life in general and how Biafra is supposed to be. That's why we count on you, and that's why we rely on you, not only on the financial aspect of it, but also on the way you contribute to sustain Radio Biafra. And we are always grateful. So when it comes to decide who should talk, I will let Biafrans to absolutely talk, because eventually I'll get the director and then we will decide which way should we go. Do we go to the way of Biafran life, or should we carry on listening to all the crap we are listening from Western media? The reality is, Biafra, we've come of age and we are listening to ourselves, I must admit. Previously, we found it very, very difficult to listen to ourselves. But I must attest, I'm a witness, that Biafrans are listening to one another. And it's a great news. Even our people are listening to Yoruba pastors. Again, it will be a great news. Because in doing so, you'll be able to see the difference between what your own person is telling you and what Yoruba pastors are telling you. So, Biafrans, I congratulate all of you that all of you are coming together to listening to what is happening to you, because it's been a very long haul. We have not been listening to one another. We have always believed in what we are told by foreigners. And it's about time all of you start listening to what your own people are telling you. I'm so grateful that our people are now beginning to know the difference between reality and fake stories. Biafra radio station was established to re-educate our people, to reorientate Biafrans, to put and infuse some goodness in our mental upbringing, because we've lost it totally, I must say. Some people accuse us, Biafrans are not together, Igbos are not together. No. Previously, yes, but now we are. Where our people are making inroads, we must say they are. You cannot deny somebody who is doing good and somebody is doing bad. Otherwise, you piggy them together, it does not make any difference anymore. Our people are improving. Therefore, we give you the credits for coming back to realities, for coming back that you are made by Chukwuadiam, a direct descendant from him. We always congratulate our people once they go into the right directions. And when they make mistakes, our director will be the first to criticize them. And of course, I'm always on the side of my people. But I don't do it foolishly. I do it with some kind of consent. That not all our people are foolish in many things. Some, of course, are within their right senses. What I'm trying to say here in essence is I'm very grateful that our people are making enormous contributions in terms of what they talk, in terms of the reason power, in terms of financial ability, and the way they support Radio Biafra. I'm so grateful. Previously, of course, we always get criticism, but I have noticed there are no more criticism flying in and out. That means our people are coming to realize that Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are not for us. Even those who are taking bribes from Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, they have realized that Biafra is the only solution. Without Biafra, we are going nowhere. We all become slaves. And we will die under slavery. Of course, the reason why Radio Biafra is here is that we will not all die under slavery. That's why you got these few individuals trying to champion the restoration of Biafra, and of course, organized and being pursued by Director Nnamdi Kanu, with his deputy, which is Mefo, and all the rest of our associates and the members of all the people of Directorate of State and all those women who are within, around us, and outside the territory of London. We have people all over the world. Now, recently, we have the Americans trying to support us, trying to say what we have invented is wrong, absolutely illegal. But we can't go to be ourselves as we have started our own system of property rights from 1911. It's been a long time. Director, sometimes, you know, I speak philosophically, but I have to put a break and allow Director to talk. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. It's always a delight and a pleasure to hear you all the time. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You've been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Oka Steven. I am calling from Dakar. And I want to thank God for all his endeavors in your life, sir, and all he has been doing to protect you, which is the most vital thing to me. Because I believe him who lured you into this job will never forsake you for any reason. Do you understand? This is what I believe, because he brought you. No one called you to be there. You are there because he was the one who wants you to be there. And no one, no woman born of woman can take you out of that position. You are there to do us good, which we all know. And we do really appreciate you with all humble minds.
Thank you.
I am calling to announce our meeting, which will be coming on Friday. We have had two meetings, but the two meetings, we didn't really turn up as not before. We also want to grieve every of our brother who thought that we might have any form of problem. We have ratified all required ratifiable procedure for us to be sitting back peacefully without any hindrances or intercession of the government here, because we have gone every legal step required and we are now in a bigger place where I can accommodate all of us. Please, I am begging all of you to make sure you come. We have a lot of things to discuss. We are indebted. We have been the first before, and whatsoever that will take our better position from us is not of God. So this is why I'm begging every of our brothers here in Senegal who is hearing from me, please, please, please try and come out. Nothing is going to happen to you. We assure you, you know who is talking to you. I assure you that we are safe. Come out. Your views are welcome. Your financial contribution is as well welcome, because we have not paid for close to 4 months now. And we need to do everything humanly possible, as we have been doing from day one, to make sure we retain our post. Please, as you are hearing from me, help me to extend this message to others so that they will try as well as to come to the meeting, and for us to be able to do what we know how best to do and what we have determined to be doing, because it's like a dedication for us here. Please, make sure you are there on that Friday. And as you are there, I'm sure Chukwu Abiyama will surely bless you and grant you all your requires in life. Through Chukwu Abiyama, we pray.
Ise.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much.
Ise.
Sir, I also pray for you as well. I believe in you. I believe everything about you. I will not tell you here what you have done to my life, but I'm sure I have been restored and also transformed by all you have been saying. Sir, keep it up. The God who has given you this power, all this strength, will never let you down. He will never let anyone, any man born of woman, who is ufobi, might be his case, which a lot of them, they will try, but they cannot succeed. This is one thing for sure. They will keep trying, but they cannot succeed, because the hand of God is upon you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And I'm humbled. You're very, very kind. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We have a caller on the line. This caller, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name is Francis Wakama from Biafra land in Aba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
From Aba. Thank you. So, Director, please, I've been trying to get the land. That's very difficult to me. Please, in Aba here, you know, we people in Aba.
Yes. Wakama, go ahead.
I'm very sorry.
Can you believe that? Our people. Maybe he wanted the wife to hear his voice on radio. But this is your radio station anyway. And this is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are, our people. They're excitable sometimes, and I love them for it. Your name, please, and where you are, the caller on the phone. And I hope and pray you are the caller from Oklahoma. Is that correct?
It is Ikugu from the state of Oklahoma here in the USA.
Thank you very much.
All right. I'm from a place called Ihaka in Asuka. Director, today's news will place Nigeria at the top list of a very ridiculous nation. The entirety of the Nigerian military force is incapable of maintaining internal cohesion within that geographical place they call Nigeria. The army is running away from a bunch of illiterate people without shoes on their leg. The Nigerian army is supposedly trained to defend the territorial integrity of Nigeria. But from what we're hearing today, it means they are incapable of really defending even an ant. I think the only thing that the Nigerian military exists is to protect the interests of the criminal who loot our national resources. That's just why they exist. Director, I have a theory for why Nigerian, and you don't blame these guys, because there is no spirit of patriotism. Why should anyone die for Nigeria? They want to go back to their family. Why should they give up their life for Nigeria? What has Nigeria done to them? Some of these people are not being paid at all. They are treated like animals. So this tells you that Nigeria is incapable of protecting anyone. We are talking of internal aggression. What happens, for example, if a country like Iran or North Korea decide to launch external aggression to Nigeria? What happens?
Why are you insulting North Korea? look for which country should we say? Should we say maybe Papua New Guinea? No, being Papua New Guinea is very strong. Not even Equatorial Guinea. Let's look for a country that can. No country, in fact, because even Boko Haram is not a country. They're not even up to a state. Not even up to local government. And the army is running from them. I wouldn't want you to insult an army by trying to ask them to fight the Zulu army. Nigerian army can only fight when Britain comes to tie your hands and your legs. That is the only time they can fight. Air, land and sea blockade, without it would have overrun them in a matter of months. Britain saved them.
The only time they can assert themselves is to intimidate the innocent civilians on the street.
That's all.
That's the only thing they do. And then to serve as dogs guiding the houses and the families of this bunch of criminals who do their resources.
I'm going to start using it from now. They are guard dogs. That you know, you go to somebody's house, you see beware of dogs. That's what they do, to guard somebody. They are guard dogs. That's what they are. They are not police or army. Guard dogs to guard the criminal few, the looters and the cheats. Criminals they are, all of them. Please go ahead.
Exactly. So, Biafran should know that this is the right time for us to get our country back. Because a bunch of people were crossing from Niger, driving them away. What happens when Biafra, that is more organized, launch a defensive assault against these people? Tell me what happens. I don't think they will stand at all.
They will crumble.
So, this is the time for us to really stand up and take our country, pick up arms and defend our country, our young nation, from these vagabonds and criminals that have been holding us hostage for a long time. And also, a couple of news that came a couple of days ago of the Malaysian police officers assaulting our people in Malaysia. Why wouldn't they do that? Does Nigeria ever advocate for anyone? Does Nigeria ever stand up and then defend her citizens abroad? Of course they cannot. And that is why we need our country, because if we get our country, we'll be able to defend our own people. Have you seen any Nigerian official making any diplomatic statement regarding this assault on our people? No, they don't. They cannot do that. That tells you Nigeria is a failed country. Because the sign of a functioning country is ability to defend your citizens and protect their lives and property. And from every way imaginable, Nigeria is not capable of doing that. I think it's time for the country to disintegrate completely, so that each ethnic nation should go and then form their own country and live the way they want to do. Thank you, Mr. Director, for the job you're doing. We are still looking forward, hoping and praying that Biafra realization will come in no distant time.
It will come.
It will. God bless you for the work we do. Sometimes I wonder, as a human being, where do you get the energy? Where do you get the energy? Because this kind of job you're doing is exhausting. And that is why I believe that God is inspiring you.
It is exhausting, believe you me. It is very, very tiring, I can assure you.
That is why I believe that it is God who is, every day you come out to speak, it seems you just got new energy. I don't know where it's coming from. That's why I believe God is really inspiring you, because ordinary people cannot do this job. They will give up just in the matter of, you know, you're patient with our people, they're ignorant, you're educating our people. What you're doing, you may not realize the extent of what you're doing, because all over the world, our people are discovering who they are. And discovering who you are is very important in building a nation. Because it seems since after the first revolution, 66 to 70 failed, it seems our people lost self-esteem and self-confidence. We scattered all over the world, just settling for anything, just trying to survive. But since after Ojukwu, and I'm not just saying this to praise you, since after Ojukwu, I've never ever seen any Biafran or any Igbo man who can articulate our feelings as you do. My prayer is that God will keep you alive until you fulfill everything that He has sent you to this life to do.
You say you're kind.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And remember, as we always say, even when you get tired, even when you get exhausted, even when you feel like giving up, even when it seems that people are not cooperating, remember also that you're doing this for a race of people. It is like laying down your life already. You've already given up your life for this struggle. And I'm praying that our progenies, our future generation, might put your name on the history book forever and ever for what you have done. Not just that we get our country, but you also raise our consciousness, which is very, very important. Every day I come here, it's like I'm at work, but I have to listen to this program every day, because it is like a university seven times. Thank you, sir, and may God bless you.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. So kind words you have preached. Thank you very much. May Chukwu Abiama also bless and sustain you and all family members of ours, all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. We cannot do what we are doing if not for the mercy of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who determined that we should come. We did not come out of our own volition. I did not volunteer myself to do this work. In fact, I resisted arrest on many occasions. I did not want to do it until I was punished into submission, until I accepted this very commission. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. If I'm not mistaken, please, your name and where you're calling us from. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? My goodness me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please?
Yes, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Ezekiel Ndedele. I'm calling from Nottingham.
Please go ahead.
Director, I listened to the last caller. I mean, he was kind of, you know, asking how you get the energy and everything.
He's very kind. He is very, very generous. Very kind.
To start from where he stopped, you know, I just want to thank you for what you have been doing. Even so far, you have done more than any human being in that country, except Odumegwu Ojukwu, have done for our people. But I know where you're going to, and I pray that God will lead you to the promised land.
You see, He says,
each time on my spare time, I watch your videos and your interviews, and each time I get encouragement and I speak to people about it. But let me move on to something else, Director. I think what I want to talk about is about what happened, what is happening to our people in Malaysia. I've always listened when you mention about people in Malaysia and how formidable they are. Director, I'm suggesting, wouldn't it be possible for us, let me say those of us indigenous people in London here, in the UK here basically, to organize ourselves and probably one day go to the Malaysian embassy and let them know that those people that they're treating that way belongs to people.
You are preempting what our brother said today, our Middle East representative, Amechi Emmanuel Otusoro. He gave that very suggestion to me, and I did say to him that I won't announce it on air. But you have now preempted us.
I watched the video and I was crying. There are a lot of Malaysians in this country doing cleaning work, doing care work in hospital easily, how could they be treating our people as if they are just animals? It's absolutely disheartening.
Yes.
If we can organize ourselves and go to their embassy
I will stop you there. We are going to have another outing all over the world on a date and time to be announced this very Saturday. Every country on this planet, everybody will once again rise. Our target this time around is the Malaysian embassy. We will be writing to the Malaysian government and embassies all over the world. Our elders, we go and see them as well. Go to the embassy to see them at home. We are putting them on notice that we will no longer tolerate any further killings of our people. If they kill our people in Malaysia, we'll kill a Malaysian where we come from. As simple as that. We are going to let them know. I will announce a date on Saturday. Every country in this world, if you're part of us, you will come out on the street. We are going to picket the Malaysian mission. We shall inform them that you will no longer kill our people. We actually want to know those of us who are Biafrans and those who are not.
Director. And I think to end my call, there's something I wanted to do. Have you watched this children movie called Babes in the City?
I used to watch cartoons. Please, I used to watch cartoons, but not that very one.
There's a movie called it's about animals in the zoo. I know.
Is it Babe the pig from Australia? Is it Babe?
Babe in the City. If you watch that movie, you actually equate it with what is actually happening in Nigeria. How animals control other animals. Is absolute chaos. Hold and on. That is what is happening in Nigeria.
Do you mean Animal Farm? Because
Animal Farm, exactly.
Animal Farm is one of my best books. And after reading Animal Farm, I hated communism. I'm telling you the truth. It's George Orwell's. If you go to my Facebook, you see that's one of my favorite books of all time. Animal Farm. How some animals manipulated other animals. Amazing. I love it. Go and read it. It's about communism. One of the animals asked them and said, aren't all animals equal? One said no, that some are more equal than the others.
Anyway, I think on that note, I'll let you leave you, Director. Thank you very much, and have a very good evening.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. Some animals are more equal than the other. What a fallacious lie. Ukwasi, we are all equal. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? There is a caller on... Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Good evening from here in the United Kingdom. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Yeah, my name is Ugo Ibabuchi.
Ugo Ibabuchi, where are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm calling you from Canada.
From Canada, please go ahead. Which part of Canada are you in? I've been in to Toronto before. Where are you in Canada?
I'm in Ontario.
Ontario in Canada. Please go ahead.
Yes. I just have a message to pass.
Go ahead.
Director, my message is this. It's my first time calling this radio station.
Please go ahead.
I have a message. My message is this. From now till January, there will be a serious death of prominent men in Nigeria, especially in the eastern part. A list have been compiled, and I promise you this, I give you my word, you will hear from us very soon. You will hear from us very soon. Rochas Okorocha is not going free. Ralph Wazurike is not going free. Edwin Clark is not going free. Asare Dokubo is not going free. He is the problem we are having in the place called Niger Delta. I give you my word, and I promise you this, from now to 1st of January 2015, you will hear what is going to happen. Even before then, people are on the ground. I don't want to talk so much, but you will hear from us soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope so. I look forward to it. Thank you very much. I don't know what to say to that. Here we be. You know, some of them sometimes, some people say to me, some of them will need to see Biafra come so we can try them publicly and show them that thing that they couldn't get. But others want things done as quickly as possible. What I want is a revolution. Revolution turned upside down. We want this old guard to be swept away with their very corrupt and evil ways. These are men and women that lack honor and decency. They have put us in this state of hopelessness. They have brought darkness where once there was light. They have brought death where once there was life. And they are the ones ensuring that we are continually being scattered all over the world without direction, perambulating and running around the issues of life without addressing the one singular thing that matters, that is dignity and honor. We have none. No dignity, no honor, because of some men, very shameless fools. They wanted money. They will serve Satan. If the devil were in charge of the zoo, they will go out to campaign for Satan to have a third term. These are people without shame. These are people that have placed your families under a curse and bondage. That is why you send money home every month. Instead of you to survive as a human being where you are, you don't live to be very long. You come out in life as a young person. You think about your immediate family where you are. You think about the people in the village. You think about your sister's children. My dear God, only one human being. Can you imagine that? All because you are abroad or you are outside the zoo. Only you, your father, your mother, your grandparents, if they're still alive, your own siblings. You take care of their own children as well. If you don't, you're always worrying. You can't abandon them. You think about their well-being, their welfare. We are the only people in the world to be born a man in this generation. To be an adult from 1986 to now is the curse, is a burden. You look after yourself, you look after your immediate family, you look after your parents. If your grandparents are alive, you look after them. You look after your younger ones or even your older ones who are at home. You help them pay house rent. You feed them. You contribute towards their children's education. And also, you are expected to leave something for your own children. Only one single human being. Sometimes I think that this very generation of men, we are supermen. On top of that, you also have to liberate your people. That makes us something exceptional. That is why when I see Biafrans, I respect them so much. I have so much regard for them that in the midst of all these demands, you still find time to save your people. Because saving your people has a greater reward. That is what will solve all the problems. If you want to stop sending Western Union home and suffering for nothing, When Biafra comes, you don't have to anymore. How many of us here go on holidays? Nobody does that anymore. Because your holidays that you want to go home. How many of you will there show their faces outside when you go home on holidays? Without somebody begging you for money. Sometimes you don't have it. Sometimes you go back home with 2-3 suitcases and you come back naked. How many of you have ever gone home before and came back with change? You will always call for money from abroad to complete what you have at home. All that nonsense will stop when Biafra comes, so that you can actually go on holiday and it will be a holiday. Everybody will be better off. So nobody will ask you for money. Can't you see the logic of it all? The only reason why people abroad go on holidays to Bahamas, to Africa, to Asia, they go to Ibiza and they have fun, is because when they come back, nobody's going to be begging them for money. If you don't have housing, the state will give you housing. If you don't have money, they give you social service, social security money. That's it. So everybody's fine. That is what the new Biafra is going to look like. Civilized. Civilized. We'll work hard. We will work hard in the new Biafra to build it. Don't get me wrong. We'll work very, very hard. 24 hours a day. We're already doing that now anyway, so it doesn't really matter to us. Hard work is no longer new. If you want to know what is hard work, come and direct Radio Biafra or this very movement. You will then see what it means. What hard work means. I swear, by the time you wake up, you wouldn't want to do it again. It's such hard work is untrue. Can you imagine waking up every blessed day having to set an alarm in the morning and in the evening? Do you know what that means? 2 times a day. To do this type of work, you set your alarm 2 times a day. The few 2.5 hours you sleep, alarm has to wake you up to prepare for program. In the evening, if you want to rest a little bit after all the chores you have to do, an alarm also needs to wake you up. We are the only people with alarm twice every blessed day. It's not very easy at all. But Chukwu Abiyama is God. So who are we to complain? This is Radio Biafra. I don't know who they are. They have gone off the line. If you call us, we will take your call, because that is what we are here to do. To take your calls, to address the issues you're raising, to answer all your questions, and above all, to articulate a way forward for our beloved country called Biafra. We have a caller on the line. This caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Please turn the system down. Turn it down.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you turn it down, please?
Hello.
Yes, hello. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
I am calling from Makurdi, Benue State.
And what is your name?
My name is Clement Okeke.
From Makurdi, please go ahead.
From Ogbobo, in Anambra State, in the Upland Land.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, please go ahead. We can hear you very well, loud and clear.
Yes. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you very well. Please go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I'm trying to advise tonight is, you are a great man. I see it already in you. You are like Moses, who came to deliver the people from the bondage. But I want to seek a little advice in the area of churches. Catholic Church is a great church. Anglican Church is a great church. But when you come to Pentecostal Church, we have no reason to fear of Yoruba churches, because the first Pentecostal church in the world is Assemblies of God Church. And Assemblies of God Church first entered into Nigeria from America and started first in Nigeria. So in Nigeria, the first Pentecostal church, the mother of all the Pentecostal churches, are Assemblies of God Church. So we have no reason of saying of Yoruba churches or Yoruba church. Even the Yoruba churches, they go to Assemblies of God Church. So I'm trying to say is, we have a name that we used to know, and that name has been helping us, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. Whether Yeshua or Jesus, they are all the same thing. So that what we are portraying is Biafra, which is already there. In fact, I can see you already handling the cup. You have won the battle. But the issue of religion not stop what we are looking for. Again, I want to say something that in Benue State, the teachers have taught for so many years, and they have not paid them, and they sack them, they go. some 18 years, some 20 years, no patient, no gratuity, and the matter is just lying like that. So I think the best thing is, we are the dear fans. God should help us to go into our land. And I know when we go to our land, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will hear us. We are great people. We are people of knowledge and understanding. We are people that believe, let live, one should let another to live. So at the same time, I am a lost servant with the pool of Bethesda Chapel. And we have been praying for you, praying for the whole Nigeria, I mean, the whole Biafra, and praying for the Igbo nation. We have succeeded and have succeeded. What is happening in this zoo is clearly to us that the zoo is no longer standing. Biafra is standing. The only my problem is the Igbo governors. I don't know whether they are sucking blood. I don't know. I can't understand them, imagine them. Are they not making plans? You are not making persons go. They should come together also, be planning for themselves and give support. You know, the only Hausa governors are giving support to their people. I don't see a reason why the Eastern governors should be there. You know, they should give support to Biafra. And that is all. Thank you.
Very much, my brother. Please, don't go away. Don't go away. Some of the things you said are quite good, very compelling, I would say. Assemblies of God Church came to Umuahia, no doubt about it. But some of the other things you said I quite disagree with. It's very simple. I said to you before that Yeshua is his name to me because that is his natural name. When he was on this very earth preaching, as the Messiah that he is, brought a very wonderful gospel to preach. He is called the Son of God. And that means Nwachukwu. And we have Nwachukwu in my village also. What we are trying to say, the point I'm trying to make is that there is God in and all around us only if we have the eyes to be able to see it. That the glory of God has been with our people from time immemorial is only for us to try and discover it. This very grace, this very mercy, as I say all the time, can only come from the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Because as Christians, we are taught one very simple thing. To follow the ways of Yeshua. That's his name, Jesus Christ being Greek. Now, if you follow the ways of Yeshua, you should pray the way that he does. When he prayed, he said, "Our Father who art in heaven." At no time did he conclude that very prayer by praising his own name. He never said, "In his name he has prayed." They asked him a simple question. "Rabbi, how do we pray?" Very simple question. And he answered in the only way that he could, being a child of God, by saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Listen, "For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." So in the end, every honor, every glory went to the Almighty God. That's how it is done. Because I am a child of God. Therefore, I know that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They should please try and call us back. And this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. The time here now is approximately 2 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. The same time past the top of the hour, wherever you are on this planet Earth. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning from Malaysia.
Good evening from here, please. Your name?
My name is Osweke Victor Inye Aka. I'm from Amos Yamakoya in Itebo Malako Government of Imo State, Biafra.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank you so much because of the work you're doing, Director. You know, some people ask you where you get your strength. honestly, I have to tell you that your strength comes from God. Because I always heard when you said that you didn't want to come, that Chukwu Abiodun said you should come. And I believe truly that God asked you to come, truly, because, you know, when I was reading my Bible today, I was doing some research about that, because I called in the morning service. So there was something I discussed with you about the lineage of Igbos through the guard area and other things. So I went ahead to do some sudden research where I saw that the blessing that Jacob gives to guard his son, the father of Eri, the blessing he said to God that a troop shall overcome you and at last you will overcome them again. That is what the blessing the father gave to the son. So I was wondering, why is it, you know, in our Igbo language or Biafran people, wherever they are, they always complain. People persecute them. People try to intimidate them. People try to, you know, all sort of things. So I begin to read the life of that man called God, the father of Eri and Aro and other clan. So I come to realize that during his life living here, he was, you know, many people take his possession, but God declared war and promised him that he will regain the possession. And I believe that this is the right time that God sent you truly. Honestly, I did many research about it. So that's why I have the faith in God. Because Bible said that Moses blessed the life of Biafrans also. I saw in the Bible, Moses said here that blessed is the one who enlarged the God's territory. That's the same man. That is why anybody that put hand in the struggle of this Biafra, things begin to go well with him. Honestly, since I joined this struggle fully, since I have supported the Sonotav, I've been financing in one way or the other, I tell you, God is blessing me. Because today I saw this in the Bible. Bible said that blessed is the one who enlarged the God's territory. And that God is the Biafra. He's the father of Eri, and we are looking for our territory.
And you stop there. I have a proof. You know, everything I do is I support it with a proof. When I preached this very gospel of God in Spain, I brought it out. And the crowd, they were astonished. I said, even the British discovered in 1809 that we are the children of Israel. The British did in 1809. I have the map to prove it. And now, if you come to Umri, you will see Obu Gad, the God's compound. Eri, you have it in our
that
land.
Is the territory the Bible is talking about.
I'm coming. You have Umu Eri. You have, our people don't, they don't follow. They don't, you see, this was the history that the British saw. The British, when they came into contact with us, they knew that we are the children of God. What they did was to proceed to blind us. Don't worry, our sins made us blind. I'm not excusing ourselves from that. Because what God did was to blind our people because of our very sinful ways, what we are doing. He took away his glory from us, because when God loves the people, his punishment on those people is always very severe. Others can get away with it, but his children won't. So he came down very severely on us when we stopped being very godly, when we converted priestly institutions to political ones, like when they converted the Igwe from being the conduit between the temporal and the spiritual into a political position, where you say Igwe is being crowned, all that rubbish. We brought a lot of nonsense into our land. We copied the cultures of the people of the forest, those that we met there when we came, the Bijango people. All these things are clearly historical and well documented. I went as far as saying that the name Omenka
is not original Biafran. That is a Bijango name. Well documented, very, very clear that these were the people that taught us how to process palm oil. If you go to some parts of Guinea today, the same way we process palm oil, which is where you have the remnants, the last original Bijango people, which is where they are. I don't know why our people don't do research. They thought that maybe you get up one morning and you do Biafra. No, it's not like that. I did a lot of research for 18 years.
I begin to see all the whole world. Well, every speech you make is in the Bible, but maybe you don't know or you know. There are some things you said you need only 100 men to get Biafra. You know, there was a place Moses said that, look at the Bible, what Bible says. It says the people of God took the best land for themselves, and the leader shared what assigned to them. And when the leaders of the people were assembled, they shall carry out the Lord's justice. That is what the Bible says. So now, you said you want to assemble only 100 men.
Only 100.
And now Moses said, when the leaders will be assembled, they shall carry out the Lord's justice to regain the land which they took from us. So that is why if I have time to share all these things, you see that because of that thing the Father said that the truth shall overcome you, and you shall overcome them at last. And I tell you, this is the time. This is that time they are saying. And the leader will come, and you are the leader. I tell you honestly, there are many things I thought about this. That's why I knew that this is the right time to build a sure foundation. But I tell you honestly, before something happened, Bible said that God is the God that knows the end from the beginning. Before you come, God knows that you come. And before the creation of the world, God knows that you come. So I want to use this medium to encourage you, Director. You know, continue doing what you are doing. Because it is already aligned with God. God has already put it down how it will be. So I believe anything you said it according to God's mind, because God has already proposed it, and this is the time it will happen. So I want to encourage all the whole Biafrans all over the world to keep on moving. Just keep on doing what you are doing. Support this person that you are guiding, because God will enlarge you. God will bless you. That's what I want to say, Director. Keep on doing what you are doing. God bless you.
Thank you very much. And as you are doing your biblical research, the likes of Nonse Ejirika is doing the very temporal one. People are going out researching morning, noon, and night about who we are. Yeshua is the light of the world. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. If you go to Arochukwu, there is a village called Ihechioma, which means the light of the world. There is nothing you find, there is nothing you associate with salvation, with that very message that came with the coming of Yeshua, or Jesus Christ as the case may be, that you cannot find where we come from. The fact that our sins covered all those things up for centuries does not mean they do not exist. I ask you, what is the meaning of Nwachukwu? Son of God. That's the meaning of it. What is the meaning of somebody who comes from Umuchioko? What does it mean? Those that were created by God Almighty. When somebody comes from Umuobase, Umuchukwu, what does it mean? These are the children of God. When somebody comes from Umwezala, what does that actually mean? Umuanigwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. These names have existed for thousands of years, but most of you did not know the meaning of them. You don't know. So although you are standing on gold, although you are directly descended from heaven itself, you did not know it because you were placed amongst black Africans. You thought you are like them. You thought somehow that what affects them affects you. You are not like them. You have come to Africa to bring light to Africa and from there to the rest of humanity. They will say no to us. As that lady said on Monday, that many hands that are holding us, they will stop us. But Biafra will come, that the name of God may be glorified forever and ever, as long as man walks this earth. I believe that when Yeshua was praying, he was talking about Biafra. When he said, "Thy kingdom come on this very earth, as it is in heaven." Dear Lord God, have mercy. They're talking about Biafra. And it's going to come. Nobody will stop it. We will tell the whole world that there is God. Through us, the world will know who God is, the true God. Not the rubbish that they follow. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. My name is Obi Diobi, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
That is my own brother, the man after my own heart. You're welcome to this very program. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. You're so kind to me. I just want to begin by thanking, giving honor to whom honor is due, the Chukwu Abiyama himself. And well, thank you so much, Nandi, for always, you know, keeping us abreast of what's going on and educating us. Radio Biafra, of course, everybody can attest that it's just the one test of Radio Biafra and you hooked on it. Everybody is learning. That's why every day we wake up and we can hear Radio Biafra. Everybody goes in a state of panic because we know that something is missing. For the past three section we missed here, everybody was texting me as if I'm Radio Biafra. And I was like, let's just be patient because I know that something, you know, technical issues may cause a problem.
Yes.
But anyway, I just want to continue to thank you and the rest of the crew. Always enjoy Barestaima and Uchime 4. Our brothers back and sisters back in Nigeria, because we always say brothers in Nigeria, our sister back in Nigeria. I mean, in Biafra land. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Just calling to let you know that we are here and we can never give up until Biafra is restored.
Of course.
I just want to refer to a brother that called from Canada. What he said is prophetic, and we are all expecting any prophetic resolve. But again, it seemed like this is the first time I'm hearing from someone in Canada. And honestly, I've been very disappointed with our brothers in Canada because we don't hear much about them. And I watch a lot of video clips, seem like Canadians or Biafrans in Canada will be on top of this game in every aspect. But apparently they are not coming forward as expected. Brother, I encourage you. I know you are listening, and some of you are listening. Please come out so we can do this one time for all. I also want to use this opportunity to announce our upcoming meeting that is going to be this coming Saturday. It's the 30th of August for all Biafrans in Los Angeles. The normal location is 11033 Crenshaw Boulevard. The time has been moved around just to accommodate people that gives all kinds of excuses why they are not coming. It's too early. Now the time for the meeting has been changed to 5 to 7, just to accommodate you. If you will, please be on time so we can discuss issues concerning us.
Obidi, please, my dear brother, give us the time again. What time is it? And then the venue, please, and the date. If you
okay, the venue, the time is 5 p.m. here in Los Angeles, 5 to 7, and it's Biafran time. That means it's going to be prompt. Okay, we are not working with African time or color people time. It's Biafran time because what we are doing is to set precedent. Well, you can hear the director saying all the things that he says, how the new Biafra is going to be, how the governmental structure is going to be, what is going to be of the entire society. So we please don't bring in Igbo mentality in this aspect of meeting, coming here and dragging your feet 5:30, 5:40. come there. At least we have a grace period of 10 minutes after 5 p.m. And the location is 11033 South Shore Boulevard. It's a cross street. It's 111th. It's in Inglewood, California, 90303. Please be there so we can discuss issues that are concerning us. And if you have not paid into the Biafra Restoration Fund, we encourage you to do so and bring your receipt so we can issue you with the official receipt that you will have to keep. I just want to encourage Biafrans all over the world. As you can see, all of us share the same or similar kind of values. I do not come out for anything. A lot of people are calling and saying, man, this and that, you know, where you derive your strength, where you get your knowledge and everything. I could have said the same thing, but I don't come out for nothing personally. And I can tell that a lot of you guys out there don't go out for nothing. We share the same value. Most of us that are into this restoration don't go to the local meetings because we already know on time that these meetings that Igbos are holding everywhere is nothing, has no agenda, there's no prospect. So let us do this thing wherever you are. Know that this is completely or absolutely different from what has been going on with our people. This is a different thing completely. We need people to be sincere to one another. We need people to say something and live by what they say so that this new Biafra will be exemplary, not just in Africa, but also to the whole world. Director, I'm going to let other people call in, but I keep praying for you, and I know that God will continue to multiply your strength as you move from day to day, educating our people so that our minds will be cleaned to understanding what you're saying in such a way they will come out en masse and do this noble thing. Thank you so much, Director. Again, before I go, I have always left your wife out of the picture, but I just want to tell that woman, thank you for sharing your husband. Wherever you are, your son, I want to thank them for sharing their dad, your dad, because this is not easy. I know how it feels when I leave my children 2 days. I know how my wife want to tear me down here. But Nandi, you are doing this thing without looking back. You don't care about your family. And this is why I will not stop until Biafra comes. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you. And may God continue.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, she's actually here. She wants to say thank you back as well. She wants to say hello. Come on, say hello to Obidi. Come on, say hello to him. Stand up and say under the microphone. Thank Biafrans as well.
Hello. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Thank you very much, Obidi.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's not easy, but when you have work to do, I mean, it takes, reformation takes strain and stress. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of hard work. So we need to get around it to get a better thing done. So hopefully everything that we dream of will come to reality.
It is coming to. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are here broadcasting live and direct to the whole world. And once again, we make things that are possible become very, very possible because we have no other than Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts. That is why we do what we do. And by his mercy, by his grace, Biafra is going to come in our time. We don't intend to relent. We don't retreat and we do not surrender. Either we get this Biafra, everything else dies. Simple as that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Adukwamma, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening, please. Turn the system down. You give us your name and where you're calling
Hello?
Us from. Yes, please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Hello?
I can
Hello,
hear you.
Director?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, sir, good evening.
Good evening. Hello? My goodness me. Our people are not paying attention. They should. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? My goodness. People don't seem paying attention at all. Surprising. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? These people, they're not paying attention, are they? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? I'm talking to you, please. You're like somebody who's inside a caterpillar moving. That's it's so noisy. What is going on?
Yes, quiet and calm.
So there's a static on your side. Can you raise your voice, please? Come close to the microphone. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you. Can you hear me right now?
It's improving. Please keep coming closer to the microphone. It's getting better.
I'm, so close. I'm very close to the microphone, my director.
Please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Augustine Igumezie. I'm calling from New Delhi, India.
New Delhi, okay. India. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the zonal coordinator of South Delhi in India. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm commending you on your good effort and the good work you're doing for the people of Biafra. And we here in India, we're also doing our best and hoping on God and you all want to be good, all want to be calm. To see how we make this a reality. So I want to use this very medium to inform our members over here in South Delhi that coming Friday this week, that's tomorrow here, that we're going to have evangelism. And as we all agreed, the evangelism will take place by 5 p.m. Tomorrow being Friday. And that is going to be around where we call Green Park and also INA Market. So I urge all our members to come along with their friends, their brothers and sisters, to join us on that very day, which is tomorrow Friday, on the massive evangelism we are prepared to do. And I also urge them that when coming, they should all put on their Biafran clothes, the t-shirt we wore on May 30th, that they should put it on so that the world will see and know who we are and what we are doing. So I thank you, and once again, pertaining the brother that called in the morning and also called this evening about our origin. Frankly speaking, when I heard him spoke in the morning, I picked up my Bible and I read down, and I got to a place where Jacob was giving blessings. That's what he said this evening, where Jacob was giving blessings to his 12 sons, 12 sons of Israel, that is on Genesis 49, 19. So when I got there, in good news, what they wrote here, what Jacob told his son Gad, was that Gad will be attacked by a band of robbers, but by end of the day, you are going to turn back and pursue them and defeat them. So when I read this, I almost shed tears.
On the Awosa, we will pursue them. Awosa Fulani, I got Chopuhano Budanya, mad
exactly,
people. Go.
Exactly. Exactly. I almost shed tears. I said, oh my goodness. So this was exactly what we are passing through. That this Hausa Fulani Yoruba have been in our land. They are attacking us. They are like robbers. They are stealing our resources and they are killing us. But I said, glory be to God that this time around is the time we will turn back, defeat them and push them away. And I was telling my friends, my neighbors today, that see what I read, see what is going on. I told them and I explained to them. So Director, God's hand is in our mission, and definitely the fire will come. I thank you, and I have to also thank our national connector here in India, by name Christian Wosu, in his marvelous work. I thank God for giving us such a man here in India, a man with courage, a man with ability, a man who does not fear anybody, a man who goes to Nigerian embassy every now and then to preach their son to them. And when they ask him, do they know who school or where he is, he will tell them that he is in Biafra and he is in Nigerian embassy, but he wants them to know the issue of Biafra to understand the truth. He preached Biafra in Nigerian embassy here. He goes to position, he preaches it anywhere he's called, he preaches it. And he's doing marvelous work. Taking us to UN, we'll be great for interviews and so many things. He's a great man. And I pray God should send him and continue granting the wisdom which he's using to move us forward here in India. I thank you and I ask God Shukwa Biama to bless your people of Biafra all over the world. Thank you and good night.
Thank you very much and good night as well. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. This caller, can you hear me? Give us your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Okwa Martin Edu. I'm calling from Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
There's something I want to say. Somebody called you this evening and mentioned about three or two people that they want to see before January next year. Are you hearing me?
I'm loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay, please. I don't know if you know the number of the person and the person. You have to make contact with the person. I don't know if you know the person. Maybe after the call, you can have a discussion with the person privately. I don't know. I want that kind of person. It's not that person you can just call and draw the call and call the phone without you asking some question, knowing the person. That person, you need to have that kind of person in your side. Have a private discussion with the person, maybe anytime. I want something from that person. You keep on young. You are for something secret.
I know. They know to call us back. He knows to call us back. There was one promise after my kidnap and disruption in 2009. I made Owasrike a promise that vulture will eat his flesh. I told him that. And it has started. Right? Now, everybody, message to Okorocha, we stopped the wife from traveling to America to spend Imo State money. He knows that very well. My message to them is to go on exile. I said that to them. They should pack their bags, go and enjoy the money they have stolen. If they remain on our land, they will die. I've made that very clear to them. They have a choice. Pack your bags, go away and enjoy your money, or you behave like Muhammad Siad Barre. You stay there trying to be an overlord and you will die there. It's as simple as that. They know that something greater than them is coming. They know that we are coming and behind us is hell. They understand that. They know that very well.
Yeah.
They know we'll never stop until Biafra comes. They understand that we don't intend to stop until Biafra comes. Everybody knows that. It is either Biafra comes, everything will be dead. Anyway. So it's as simple as that. They know what to do. Pack your bags and go on exile. If you stay on that sacred land called Biafra, you will be dead. As simple as that. As simple as that.
Okay. So from what I'm saying, you know the person that called you.
I am not at liberty to tell you. All you need to know is that we are unstoppable. We can never stop. This very thing we're doing, we can never stop. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to do this very work that Chukwu Abiam have asked us to come and do. That we must set his children free. Return them from all places of exile around the world. That is our job and we must do it. He asked us to come. I never wanted to do this in the first place. He said we must do it. And that is exactly what we are doing because his words are yea and amen. We must follow it to its logical conclusion. We are his children. The reason why he brought us here is so that we can worship him in truth and honesty. And that is exactly what the new Biafra will become. A place where Chukwu Abiama will be praised and worshipped forever and ever. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They're not paying attention. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Good evening, Director. My name is Zeribe Wundu Chukwemeka. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, I heard from Umu Ezewon in a human, but no, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you once again for the good job you are doing for us, the people of indigenous people of Biafra.
I must commend your effort, and I want to say may the Lord of Chukwu Abiyama bless and guide you and your family in the name of Jesus.
He said.
Yes, Director. This night I'm very happy. I had a female voice around you tonight, and from my inquiry, I heard that she's your wife, and I'm very, very happy to hear her voice, Director.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't know if she's there. I would have loved to hear her voice once again, because it's not easy to have a great woman like her, you know, beside you, because that woman, she have my respect. I respect her so much. I said on my own that any woman that is your wife must be respected, you know, for allowing his husband to be going around the world without much being around to her, you know, it's not easy. So I must congratulate her, and I want to tell her thank you for being there for the people of indigenous people of Biafra.
Thank you very much. I shall tell her thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, Director, I want to inform the indigenous people of Biafra here in Dakar, Senegal, that we have commenced our meeting. We have started our meeting very seriously, just like the way we used to do it. And I believe we are going head ahead. And believe me, before sooner than we expected, you will be hammering the name of Senegal like you used to some months ago before the evil.
You people went silent. You went quiet. That is what happened. You went off radar. Senegal went off radar.
Yes. Imana Ndibaisina. And now we have resumed in another level. And I want to inform everybody that is in here in Senegal that listening to my voice tonight that we have started again, and this time non-stop. Nothing is going to stop us, not even the government of this country that we are into, because we have been recognized and we have been told to carry on with our meeting. And I want to tell them that they should fear. Nothing should be fear. Nothing should fear them anymore. Our gathering spot is at the Yongolen. Every 5 o'clock, every Friday, 5 o'clock. So I am calling on everybody that is in Senegal that you should attend the meeting, not only in Facebook, because I have many of them. They're always very strong in Facebook. In fact, They will tell you what is happening in Facebook, but they don't come to our meeting, and it's unfair. It's quite unfair. And right now, we need to be mobilized as we used to be. We are many here, and we are many here. And this time around, most of them are lacking behind, which I don't know what the problem is. But I believe, by God's grace, in our next meeting, will be more than we used to in our last meeting. So I am appealing to everyone that is listening to my voice tonight that the meeting has commenced in another level. We beg you to come and join where your people are, as the name of our nation applies, Biafra. Come and join. You need to be left behind. Come and join where your brothers and sisters are, both women and men. We don't see women in our meeting, and it's quite unfortunate. I don't know why. And we have many women here that is Biafrans. I mean, high die Biafrans. But I don't know why they don't come to meetings. And I am calling on them, our women, those of you that is listening to me now. I am calling on you that you should follow your husband. You follow the men to attend the meeting. I can hear the women all over the world calling the Radio Biafra, but I've never heard a woman calling from Dakar, Senegal, and it's quite unfair. So I am calling on the women to come up, to rise up, wake up from their sleep and join the struggle once more. And the Director, this is all I want to say. I just want to make the announcement that tomorrow is Friday by 5 o'clock at Yongolen. We are expecting more than we used to be attending that meeting. Director, thank you for everything. In everything, we are behind you. In everything, we are behind you. And we are either Biafra comes or we all perish. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. Excellently spoken, well said. And I thank you for that. Please, we have another caller on the line, a caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Doctor, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Sebastian Chinaka Chukwumaka from Ambise, Abombise, government area of Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I am calling from Ogun State, Gizu. I want to thank God for your wife, for her courage, for her support, for her patience. I want to thank God for her supportive years to make sure that you do the work God Chukwabiyama has assigned you to do. I want to pray that God will continue to bless her. I just want to call to register my happiness and pray that God will continue to keep her safe until success is achieved. Director, may God continue to bless you. No matter what the enemies are doing, they are already defeated. Chukwabiyama will continue to bless you and continue to keep you. We keep praying for you. We will continue to pray for you until God does his will in Biafra must come. That's no two ways about it. And nothing. It is on top. The grace of heaven never stop Biafra from emerging as a nation. God will bless you and God will bless you all Biafra all over the world. Thank you and good night, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. My dear brother, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from here in the UK to the entirety of humanity. We must do what is right before God and before man. That is to go and praise his holy name. How best way to do that than through Biafra? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, there is Emmanuel Ezele Bear.
Yes.
I come from Anambra State, Agua, local government.
Thank you very much.
Address of Chukwabiyama and then Zona Coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra here in Nottingham.
Thank you.
United Kingdom. Yeah. Director, thank you very much. I thank you for all your effort because since all these past days we haven't heard from Radio Biafra. Believe me, some people were running crazy because some people are calling me Biafra, Radio Biafra junkie. It's only that through this Radio Biafra, we get up to know what is happening because I listen on BBC or CNN doesn't do me anything at all because I got no information from there and I learned nothing from there. Anyway, my call is that I want to encourage people to keep on doing what they're supposed to do.
Please go ahead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Please do bear with me. Do bear with us for a second, please. We're experiencing some slight difficulties. Do bear with us, please. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. That was just a very brief interlude because we got information that our systems or that our transmission, our signal was breaking a little bit. So we had to try and have that rectified. And we believe that has now been rectified. We continue with our live broadcast. We have roughly about 14 more minutes to go. The time here now is almost about 13 and a half minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. It's the same time in Biafra land and the same time to the top of the hour, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, I must welcome you back. This is Radio Biafra. We are taking your calls before that very brief and unscheduled interlude. And we welcome you back. I'm not trying to be Uche Mefo. I'm not a very good DJ. I do not know how to sequence music that well. Only Uche Mefo can do that and do it so exceedingly nicely as well. Therefore, welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct the same way we do every morning and every evening, only when we are traveling, only when we are not in a particular place. As long as we go somewhere, once we have all the connectivities available, we must and should be able to bring Radio Biafra to you. And once again, our numbers do remain +44 98 313-0836. And also, you can call us on Skype, which is Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. If you wish to contact us on the other line, in fact, some people are also calling us on Viber as well, in which case we have to go and take their call. If we take your call, please turn all your systems down and then you'll be able to speak to us. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, are you talking to me, director?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Michael Berigu Okafor, by the special grace of God, the Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra, here in Madrid, Spain.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, director, I thank you for your good work and what you have been doing for all the indigenous people of Biafra all around the world. I say that Chukwu Abiama, we continue blessing you, giving you knowledge and strengthening you. And well, I don't have much to say. I just want to use this opportunity to inform all the indigenous people of Biafra that lives here in Madrid, Spain, that we are having meeting in this coming Sunday. They know the plex, but the only thing I will do is to mention the number so that anybody that didn't know the plex should call this number. The number is 631-595-690. I mention it again. 631-595-690. The meeting will take place in most legs by 6 o'clock p.m. being Sunday evening. Director, I thank you for your good works and I thank you for all you has been doing. May Chukwu Abiama continue blessing you, guiding you, and protecting all your entire families. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We continue to do our work. We continue to come to you. It's our duty to preach this very gospel. It is also the duty of every Biafran all over the world to ensure that this same Biafra comes and it will come in truth and honesty. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We must say that our lines are open, that we come to you twice every blessed day, a.m. and also p.m., 7 p.m., the same time we have also in Biafra land until the time here changes. But very soon, of course, we shall be ensconced there preaching this very gospel. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Please turn down your system. Turn down your system. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on the line? No, they are not paying attention, are they? They are not paying attention. If they pay attention, we shall take their call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They're not saying anything. My goodness me. I don't know what is happening. Some people call us and they don't say anything. Mostly calls from back home. I don't know why that is the case. Perhaps they're trying to get the hang of it. Perhaps most of them, it is their first time calling Radio Biafra. And for some, even they cannot believe what they're hearing, but it is true. We are broadcasting live and direct to the entirety of humanity. We are on satellite and also on other platforms as well. On a day, we are reporting that the Zulu army were running away from battle and they were begging them to go back and fight. But by then, most of them had escaped into Cameroon. They came back to buy clothes, which is rather very sad. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they're not saying anything. They are not saying anything. I hope that all our systems are okay. I don't know why this very call isn't getting through on this very line. Please, for those of you who may not know, we are on Radio Biafra 1, the figure 1, and also on Radio Biafra as well. And our number is +44 78 313 0836. That is the number. If you call it, you will be able to get us. And we also have another number as well. And I'm sure that most of you are now conversant with this. Some of you are now accustomed to it. +44208-133-9976. That is also the number to call. +44. Let us see if this line will work now. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know why they're doing this. I don't get them, these people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. Can you hear me? Can you turn your system down? Can you hear me? These are mostly the people calling us from back home. They are very enthusiastic. They want to speak, but they need to learn the protocol as well. No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I think that it's most of them calling. It is quite a lot of them calling from home, but to say something is a problem. Can the caller on the phone,
can you hear me? I can hear you.
Are you sure you can hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Please go ahead. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from.
Okay. My name is Festus Wakama, the one that called from Abba.
Yes, Festus, go ahead. Give me only 1 minute. Or Festus, you stay where you are. Let me take this call from Skype. Stay where you are, since you've spoken before. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Aloysius calling from Moscow, Russia.
From Moscow, Russia. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Yeah, Director, I want to comment your job well done. Director, I want to chip in some little thing. You know, I was the one that called the other time that my elder brother is in the Zoo Army.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, and now I spoke with him about yesterday. So he's telling me that he wants to give up his uniform. You know, so I was asking him why. He said the Nigerian government are not serious, that he didn't supposed to go and die for the Zoo people, you know, that they did not want what he's going to die for, you know. So that he's telling me that I should make a way for him, maybe to come over, or for him to start something doing back home, so that he forget about the Zoo Army, because nothing good is coming there. Because he was telling me the last encounter with the Boko Haram. Director, are you there?
We are listening attentively. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, he was telling me the last encounter with the Boko Haram, that he was almost killed. You know, but God saved him, and he narrated the story that when they send them to this what do they call, is it somewhere around Niger, somewhere around there, you know. So when they send them there to go and look for all these Boko Haram people, you know, to go and guide those places. So somebody, there is another commander that is above him, you know. So they went together with other troops. So on getting there, they saw Boko Haram with their Land Cruiser and their ammunition. They are approaching them. So my elder brother told the elder commander that I think this is Boko Haram. So why not you give order so that we can attack them? He said no, that they are not sure.
Yes, hello, can you hear me? Alex, can you hear me? No, we have lost him.
Telling him, yes. Guy, this is the Boko Haram people. They are this one coming, because if it is our men, they will radio us and tell us they are the one coming, but no signal, nothing, you know. So they are coming to the place where they camp. So on their way coming now, so my elder brother told him that he should try to give order, and other military guys were panicking already, because they're waiting for order, for them to take action. No order, nothing, you know. So my elder brother went close to the senior guy, telling him, Mr. Man, do something so that we can be able to defend ourselves. Or do you want until when this will start attacking us before we can begin to defend ourselves? he said no, that they should, these people, they're about, let's say, 500 meters already coming, approaching them, you know. So all of a sudden, my brother looked at the people, they are fought coming close, you know. So what he had to do is to eliminate the senior guy. I mean, the officer that is overheard him, you know, he has to got him down before now he not give order for the other people to attack the Boko Haram people, you know. So, and the most military guys that we are with them are Christians. Some are from Yoruba and others are from eastern part, you know. So immediately he killed the Hausa guy. Now he now give order, and they begin follow the Boko Haram, and at this they got they shot down one of their Land Cruiser, and others escaped, you know. So he was telling me that he had so many encounter of this Boko Haram that if not of God, he would have already died long ago. That God is still rescuing him. It's better you quit, because I don't know, because these people are not doing anything, and the zoo people don't appreciate all these things, you know. So he's telling me he wants to leave. So I told him, well, it's a decision. Anything you want to do, you do it. You know the best. Anyway, so I just want to contribute how our people are suffering in that zoo, especially. They will send the Christian ones that they should go and die in that place, you know. He was telling me a lot of things, but not what I will come on air and begin to say anyway.
But we know that is what they have been doing. They have been sending out the Biafrans, especially Christians, to go and die at the war.
Exactly.
That's what they have been doing, sacrificing people. And that on its own is not good enough. Alex, thank you very much for calling. And I wish your brother the very best. If they can come over and join us, even better. If they can
join us, even better. Yeah, director, please, do I have a little more time?
Yes, just about 30 seconds or so, because we are about to...
I don't know if 30 seconds will be enough. Coming to the brutality of our people around the world, director, I must say this, sorry to say it anyway, but sometimes our people do contribute maybe 60 or 70% of our problems around the world. Why I say so is that, for example, I've been to Libya. I know what our guys have been over there. Initially, let's say when I was going, I went with this Land Cruiser, you know. So on our way going, although we encounter rebel people on the way, they even take us and keep us for let's say for 3 hours with them. The only girl that was with us and his husband, they took the girl with them to their hut, you know. So when the boy wanted tell them that it's my wife, they nearly cut off his hand, you know. So later they took the girl to their hut for almost 3 hours before finishing with her, they bring her out. So now we start the journey. Getting on the way going, our Land Cruiser stopped on the way. So the Buzu that was piloting the vehicle stopped and make some incantation after we continued. Second time again, maybe after, let's say, 2 or 3 kilometers away, the Land Cruiser stopped again. Then the Buzu man came down and asked, is there anybody with sham or juju or whatever? Everybody denied. Nobody has anything, you know. So we continued. For the third time, the Land Cruiser stopped again. So the Buzu man asked everybody to come down, bring down all your load, everything. So there are this jerrycan of water. They call it in their language bidon, you know. So you know, on the way going there, they would have to fill the jerrycan in case if you are thirsty or whatever. So when we offload everything in the vehicle, all of a sudden I saw jerrycan begin to move, director. Had it been, I had a digital phone or camera, whatever, I could have taken the picture.
What was it? The jerrycan developed legs and started to run, or what?
It did not run. Do you know how you pick up a jerrycan and begin to walk?
Yes.
That is how the jerrycan begin to move. Everybody were surprised. What were the content inside this jerrycan or whatever? You know. So this thing began to move. I was surprised that day. I seen thing I never see in my life for
are
the
you
first
sure
time.
You didn't have Akum or malaria? Acute fever.
Director, I know you, it may sound somehow strange, but this is the fact. I was there. Nobody told me this. Had even somebody say this, I would say maybe the guy has a nightmare. But this is life, director. So. Later on, I began to ask the buzu what was the content, why this jerrycan, because all of a sudden the jerrycan moved until we did not see it again. So now I began to ask the guy in Hausa language, because I do speak Hausa. So I began to ask him in Hausa language. He was telling me that jerrycan, the content is this charm, that charm is a very deadly charm, you know, that the person who did this charm did not consult the spirit in the desert before doing that charm. That the person is supposed to either take the sand from the desert or you do some sacrifice. Because in the desert, that's where they cast away all these evil spirit or whatever, you know. So this is the reason why the evil spirit starts disturbing the vehicle till now that the charm is gone. Well, our car will not stop again. And this is how it is. So now I was asking why. So later on, I get to understand that our guys who are going there do different sham to obtain these people their money. Do the director? They are doing all sort of.
I don't believe in charm, my dear brother Alex. I don't believe in charm. As simple as that. I believe in willpower. I believe in the ability to work very hard, and also in stupidity and gullibility. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for having joined us this very day. And wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, we ask you to also join us again tomorrow morning without fail, 7 a.m. in the morning. And as always, we remind you that this Biafra that we talk about all the time is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you safe, and also your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night.